TAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. No one's budging yet in those fiscal cliff talks that may now be down to just two negotiators. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is live in Washington.
President Obama, who makes a base salary of $400,000, says the key to a balanced deficit deal is not just spending cuts, but
modestly increasing rates for people who can afford it. Folks like me.
On the Senate floor, though, Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the president's really interested in
getting as much taxpayer money as he can.
But McConnell's voice in the actual talks may be silent. The New York Times reports the president and House Speaker John Boehner are the only principals involved in the talks. And Dave, that is at Boehner's request.
Now, Rich, the 2012 presidential race that just ended set a record for campaign spending. Financial filings show it was more than $2 billion. Japan has been shaken up again.
There was a magnitude 7.3 earthquake that occurred at approximately 6:18 p.m. in Japan.
It was 200 miles offshore, but swayed buildings in Tokyo, prompting a tsunami warning in the same region devastated last year, but this time there were only small waves, a few injuries, no major damage, and no reports of problems at nuclear power plants. It got angry at Michigan State Capitol. Democrats staged walkouts after the Republican-led House and Senate quickly approved right-to-work legislation prohibiting making paying union dues a condition of employment. Protesters, angry unions were being unfairly targeted, tried to block the vote. 8 were arrested.
We need workplace equality and fairness. And that's what this legislation's all about, is giving workers the choice to join a union or not.
That's GOP Governor Rick Snyder in Michigan, expected to vote or sign that bill on Tuesday. Did Hurricane Sandy do damage to the job market? We'll find out this morning in the November report. Economists expect less than 100,000 jobs were created last month, and the unemployment rate may have held steady at 7.9%. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
They say music is a universal language, but when I was in an accident, I was worried the healthcare system spoke a language all its own. But with United Healthcare, I got help that fit my life. Information on my phone, connection to doctors who get where I'm from, tools to estimate what my care may cost. So I never missed a beat.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
The deals are heating up during John Deere's Green Fever sales event. Get 0% financing for 60 months on new 3E tractors or on 45 to 75 horsepower 5D and 5E tractors. Plus, take up to $1,500 off when you buy two implements. Come see us today. Offer ends January 31st, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere Financial Installment Plan. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
Find the Sioux Falls Prater location nearest you online at cptractor.com or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Imagine the media with no conservatives allowed. That's what we have before Rush. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Sir, we're out of ink again.
What? We can't go over budget again.
We don't need to pay more to print when we can call Cartridge World.
Cartridge World?
They sell refilled ink and toner cartridges, saving us up to 40% on refills. Cartridge World has a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they sell black, color ink and toner along with all the major brands.
Cartridge World is going to save us a lot of money.
Enough to give me a raise? Just kidding.
Cartridge World. Why pay more to print? In the Bryan Tejas Center. Call 823-4800. Like us on Facebook.
Oh, David and Julia Gardner are absolutely one of my favorite people to work with. One of the reasons is that, A, they have such a dynamic store. I mean, oh my God, did you see all those Gardner girls with their high heels? And David being the jeweler's jeweler. I mean, David knows what he's talking about because he knows how to do it. When he asks for the loop and checks it out and see how we did it, it's a compliment to me. And that's one of the reasons why I adore working with him.
Gamushin Jewelry, made for women by women. Exclusively at David Gardner's Jewelers.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 without significant lifestyle changes. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-960-7761, the leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Amberin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Amberin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-960-7761. That's 1-800-960-7761.
You won't need to go dashing through the snow to get the batteries you need this holiday season. At Batteries Plus, we have thousands of batteries to help make sure your holidays are merry and bright. We have batteries for everything on your wish list, from digital cameras and cell phones to laptops and remote-controlled toys. We have enough batteries to keep 12 drummers drumming and power all your reindeer games. In fact, when you see the thousands of batteries we carry, plus the chargers, flashlights, gift certificates, and other great things we have available, you'll be shouting out with glee. When you shop at Batteries Plus, you never have to worry about batteries not being included. So this holiday season, don't forget to hang your stockings by the chimney with care in the hopes that they'll soon be stuffed with batteries from Batteries Plus. Happy holidays from Batteries Plus, the replace-it place.
You have the gift. Now don't forget the batteries. Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman. Batteries Plus, the replace-it place.
It's time for Expo 2012, Saturday, December 8th from 8 till 2. Producers will offer big savings and information to help you be successful in your ag operation. With CEU credits for private applicators and super one-day only specials on everything from the farm and ranch. Visit the booths of over 50 manufacturers and suppliers, lock in great prices, and win fabulous door prizes. Experience Producers Expo 2012, Saturday, December 8th on Texas Avenue, just north of 21.
WGW News Time is 6:07. It's 62 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Blue Baker, voted best sandwich shop, bakery, cookie, and food delivery in the Brazos Valley. Enjoy taste baked from scratch at Blue Baker. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Houston announced indictments in two unrelated cases this week involving Brian businesses.
Federal prosecutors accused Yolanda Nolan and Carla Parnell of filing nearly $3.4 million in bogus Medicare and Medicaid claims. From July 2003 through December 2009, investigators say the women were paid more than $1.1 million for supplies that were not delivered, not wanted, and not needed. Nolan owned Yellowbone Medical Equipment and Parnell was the office manager. The women are charged with concealing Parnell's employment to continue receiving Social Security disability benefits to which she was not entitled, and the indictment alleges the women paid kickbacks to a large number of recruiters in return for the referral of beneficiaries to Yellowbone. Prosecutors also announced a 31-count indictment against five people, charging them with taking more than $3 million from auto insurance companies. Chiropractor Chase Lindsay is accused of recommending medically unnecessary treatments for clients of a Bryan law firm who were injured in traffic accidents. Lindsay owned one clinic and worked at three others owned by co-defendants Marion Young, Edward Graham, Brittany Jesse, and Early Dickerson. Dickerson was also the office manager of the law firm who referred patients to Lindsay. The indictment alleges from February 2007 through December 2009, Dickerson paid Lindsay $2,000 a month in cash, while the insurance companies paid Dickerson's law firm and its clients more than $1.5 million from the fraudulent claims. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Since 1980, there have been efforts to create a historical preservation area west of downtown Bryan. A proposal has been endorsed by two city advisory bodies, but property owners are divided. Among those speaking to the Planning and Zoning Commission in support was Ann Weaver Hart.
With the exception of a certificate of appropriateness for the outside of my house, if I want to change the appearance. In return for this, I get protection. I get your assurance that my neighbor isn't going to build a corrugated tin addition to the front of his house in my beautiful neighborhood.
Among the opponents was Patrick Johnson.
Now, the city of Bryan wants to help us on the west side. They could fix the roads. That would be huge. I notice other parts of town have excellent roads, but this part of town has been ignored. The sidewalks are crumbling. They're terrible.
The Bryan City Council takes up the proposal January 8th. Approval will take a supermajority of 5 votes because a qualifying protest petition was submitted. The fast track continues by College Station officials in developing the rules of the city's new medical district. Planning and Development Director Bob Cowell says the City Council is being asked to split the area in two, where it's currently developed and where future development is projected east and south of the new Scott and White Hospital.
There is also a significant amount of infrastructure that needs to be built in order to actually accomplish that type of development. And certainly the TERS on that side will be the primary instrument, but likewise the management district may be relied upon to help in that regard. And so in that case, the staff is actually recommending that the full complement of tools remain for fundraising. So that would include the ability to levy an ad valorem property tax as well as assessments and so on.
Next Thursday, final council action is slated to create tax abatement zones and approve language of proposed state legislation allowing the council to appoint management boards. A Bryan man with 8 drunk driving convictions is returning to prison. A Brazos County District Court jury this week convicted 49-year-old Jesse Lopez for striking his girlfriend after drinking 9 to 11 beers. Prosecutors say the two had been arguing over whether he should drive while intoxicated when he struck her in the face. Due to Lopez's criminal history, which also included a prior assault of a family member, sentencing options range from 25 years to life. The judge ordered 32 years. And closing arguments in the capital murder trial of a Texas inmate charged with the 2000 death of a guard have been delayed until at least next week. The Eagle reports an appeals court in Waco on Monday will consider jury instructions in the Bryan trial of John Falk Jr. Falk was serving a life term for murder when corrections officer Susan Canfield was killed during an escaped attempt at the Wynn unit in Huntsville. Prosecutors this week asked an appeals court to rule on the specific jury charge in Falk's life or death case. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 62 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Blue Baker. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What do you want for Christmas, Santa?
Can I have meatball?
No.
Well, can I get a truck from Team of Navasota?
Hey, Santa, how about a new Ram 1500 from Team Dodge for $10,000 off? Or get a new Heavy Duty for $12,000 off? And we've got 0% interest. If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike.
Team of Navasota.
Where you always get a nice price.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's 6:12. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Temperature is turning a bit warmer for the next several days, but eventually we'll see a few scattered showers and storms developing during this upcoming weekend. Our forecast here through the night, occasional cloudiness, areas of fog possible overnight, upper 50s by morning, low to mid-70s coming up on Friday, but do expect a lot of clouds with some partial sunshine, low 60s at night with clouds, sun and clouds on Saturday, isolated shower or thunderstorm, 74 to 77. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. And last night, like my grandpa used to say, was a real humdinger. Pretty nice night for the Aggs at the Home Depot Awards. We'll share that coming up. Also, the Friday High School Football Report and more at 6:50.
Humdinger. You know, where did that come from?
I don't have a clue.
Who knows? Just who knows?
I just don't. Well, it came from my grandpa.
Well, no.
Pretty sure everybody uses the word.
I'm going to guess that's not right, but I mean, just kind of what the etymology of that is. Anyway, so James Giroux of Springtown, Texas, that'd be there northwest of the Metroplex, I believe, surprised a burglar inside his home around midnight on Tuesday, but kept a level head and ran after the crook with a pistol in his hand. Now, the burglar managed to reach his truck, but James and his stepson successfully prevented him from leaving the scene by stealing his keys and then blocking his exit with their car. Now, is this like the slowest getaway in the world that the stepson had time to get to his car, start it up and block it before burglar boy could make it out. Anyway, eventually, but seeing the predicament that he was in, the burglar did exactly what you would expect him to do. He dialed 911 to ask for assistance.
Like you would if you're a burglar?
Of course,
sure.
Yeah. I'm trapped in this driveway and they won't let me out. Deputies arrived. They rescued him. And then they took him to jail. But, I mean, I'm glad he knows that that's what 911 is there
sure.
for.
Sure.
Somebody get me out of here! These people are crazy. They got guns and stuff.
We got a lot of info.
Mason, now, if you're the burglar, should you maybe use the non-emergency number?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm going to look around and see if I can find that 911 call. That might be fun to hear. I've got myself in a pickle here.
I guess that would be a humdinger now,
wouldn't
it?
Oh, sure. There you are.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Thrive Home Healthcare, C&J Barbecue, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's all about keeping up appearances, especially when it comes to your home. And when it comes to looking good, M&A's work sells itself. Inside and out, Aggie-owned and operated M&A makes your home look great, all the way from maintaining your lawn to painting your home and resurfacing your bathtub, countertop, and showers, all with quality products. We do our work right the first time. Serving the Brazos family, call 224-3622 or visit online at m-aremodelingtx.com. M&A. Our work sells itself.
Hey, it's 616, News Talk 1620, WTAW. And it's Pearl Harbor Day, obviously. And we'll talk about that in more detail later. But aside from that, let's go do some birthdays.
Birthdays. Nicholas Holt from the X-Men, X-Men Return, X-Men This, Clash of the Titans. He's 23 today. Aaron Carter from Dancing with the Stars. 25.
Well, he must have done something first to be able to get on to Dancing
with
the
Stars. He's Nick Carter's little brother. Nick Carter was one of the Backstreet Boys.
Ah, there you go.
Jack Hughes.
Wait a minute. Cat playing in the cultural, you know, the popular
the cultural arena.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah,
okay, very
those
good.
Those were my two punches for the day.
They were
okay.
Boy bands.
Yeah, all right.
Jack Houston is 30 from Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, huh.
Jennifer Carpenter, Dexter's sister in Dexter's, 33. Sarah Bareilles, who had Love Song, which was a song you couldn't escape a couple years ago, is 33. Terrell Owens is 39 today.
Really?
Jeffrey Wright, Angels in America, the Manchurian Candidate, played in all those, 47. Larry Bird, 56 years old today.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Waits is 63.
Mm-hmm. Always know Tom Waits. When he sings, you know it's Tom Waits.
Right off the bat.
No doubt.
Johnny Bench is 65.
Oh.
Ellen Burstyn is 80.
Wow.
And one of my all-time favorites, the ugly in The Good, the Bad, and the, is 97 years old, Eli Wallach.
Wow, 97.
97, and he still looks the same. He's still ugly.
Well, he has. He's kind of looked the same for about the last 40 years. Yeah,
Pretty much.
Yeah, Saturday. Oh, Hanukkah begins, by the way, on Saturday at sunset, just so you know.
Right. Yeah, you got me again. Hang on.
Terry Hatcher from Desperate Housewives, be 48. Kim Basinger, who was married to Alec Baldwin for a while, right?
Yes, that is correct.
That ended poorly. Nicki Minaj, golly, 28 years old. Who knew?
Who cares?
They're basically right. Greg Allman, he's still alive.
I don't. Is he?
I don't know. It says here.
Yes, there are still Allman Brothers alive. There's only one from.
Whatever.
I was going to say Freebird, Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Okay, there we go. Thank you. Sinead O'Connor is 46. And Ann Coulter is 51.
I got Sunday.
Okay.
Simon Helsberg is 32 from The Big Bang Theory. Felicity Huffman is 50.
Mm-hmm.
Trey Cool. I just wanted to say that.
Oh, okay.
He's a singer.
Oh, sure he is.
Kurt Angle from the WWE is 43.
Oh, now, man.
Not that you would care, but he's also truly an Olympic gold medalist.
All right.
Jacob Dylan, Bob's son, is 43. Donny Osmond is 55 years old.
Wow.
John Malkovich, or Malkovich, depending on who you talk to, is 59. Michael Dorn is 60, Lieutenant Commander Worf.
Sure.
A guy I actually got to meet, and the coolest guy ever. Dick Butkus.
Ever?
Ever.
Okay.
Dick Butkus is 70 years old.
Oh, my. Wow. He was the middle linebacker.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Dame Judi Dench, 78.
Oh, sure.
Dick Van Patten, 84. Kirk Douglas, 96. And Bo Bridges is 71 today.
Kirk Douglas?
Kirk Douglas, really? 96
wow.
years old.
Now, Jeff Bridges was earlier this week, wasn't he?
I believe that is correct,
wow.
yes.
Wow, okay. So well, it's easy for them to get all their birthdays right then, I suppose.
Yeah, it's not like they have to worry about the expense of them all being so close together.
Yeah, that's, yeah, really, yeah.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So if Obama gets to raise rates on the top 2%, the revenues would merely fund the government 8 days. The money the federal government would add to the Treasury would hardly make a dent in any yearly deficit, to say nothing of beginning to pay down the $16 trillion in debt that he once called irresponsible.
The way Bush has done it over the last 8 years is to take out a credit card from the Bank of China in the name of our children, driving up our national debt so that we now have over $9 trillion of debt that we are going to have to pay back. That's irresponsible. It's unpatriotic.
Well, since he said that, we're now $7 trillion more dollars in the hole. Based on his definition, that's really irresponsible, really unpatriotic. You're using his definition.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620.
Attention,
WTAW.
Homeowners. If your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Potential trouble for a retail executive. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The investigation into a stock sale by the chief executive of Big Lots has escalated. The Wall Street Journal says the FBI is now conducting a criminal probe into the sale by CEO Stephen Fishman. It took place just prior to the release of news that sent the closeout chain stock sharply lower. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan issued a grand jury subpoena for records relating to Fishman's trading on November 29th. Martha Stewart Living Omni Media is pulling the plug on its Healthy Eating magazine. The company will wrap content from Whole Living into its flagship publication, Martha Stewart Living. Martha Stewart's firm tried to find a buyer for Whole Living. There was some interest, but no deals. Gun sales picked up in recent months. Smith & Wesson's profit increased in the latest quarter and topped Wall Street expectations. Smith & Wesson raised its outlook for the full year. Stock market futures are modestly lower this hour. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
How would you like to try a sales-generating tool for your business that is so good at locating qualified leads it's been called best of the breed? If your business thrives on selling to other businesses, then get ready for a toll-free number and a free trial offer that could literally revolutionize your sales. Hoovers, a D&B company, has developed a powerful tool to connect you to qualified buyers for your product or service that is fast and easy. No more wasting time getting leads manually. No more pre-configured lists of names that don't fit your business. Hoover's advanced targeting technology helps you reach the market that will be most receptive to your product or service. For a limited time, Hoover's would like to offer their radio listeners 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial.
Just call 800-239-0011. That's a free trial and 50 free leads. Call now. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. Again, 800-239-0011.
Here's David Schulte talking about why they are experts in roofing.
I would consider our roofing specialists experts in the field. And the way that you become an expert is through two things. Number one is through education. We are continually doing monthly continuing education with industry standards, techniques, installation procedures, product updates, and two is through experience. I think experience gets you peace of mind knowing that the roof is done properly the first time. And experience gets you if it's not and there is a problem, then we have the experience to go back and troubleshoot it and find out what the problem is.
We're definitely better than the other guys.
I think what makes us different is the fact that there's integrity in what we do. The fact that if somebody knows that if they were to have a problem, we're going to be there to honor it.
Everyone at home across the Brazos Valley and beyond is talking about it. Who will win the Heisman Trophy, which is awarded to the most outstanding college football player? This Friday, a day before the New York event, the Eagle and AggieSports.com will bring you a 24-page special edition filled with stories and pictures documenting Johnny Manziel's record-breaking year at Texas A&M. Aggieland's hometown newspaper is proud to present the Road to the Heisman section, distributed in the Eagle this Friday.
Family, friends, community. These are the ties that bind us together. The ties that make up our lives. Around here, these ties are stronger than ever. Because around here, these ties are made of cotton. Those who grow cotton, who live this life, understand better than anyone how one little fiber can bind stronger than any chain. Fibermax Seed from Bayer Crop Science is proud to be part of this life, the good life. Which is why Fibermax continues to improve yields and fiber quality, ensuring the good life is there for the next generation. With varieties like FM 1944 GLB2, with excellent fiber quality and remarkable yield potential, plus traits like Glytol and Liberty Link for double herbicide tolerance and traits for insect protection. Because with Fibermax, it's all about making the good life even better. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Nice day again today, about 76. Maybe a little bit of fog out there this morning. It hadn't quite descended to earth a little while ago, but check for that. 63 for a low tonight. Then we have the change over the weekend. 78 on Saturday and 78 on Sunday. But then that front comes through. There'll be a 50% chance of rain. The wind shifts around and we'll only have a high of about 47 on Monday. It'll be clear, but that means it'll be colder. And now they're calling for a low of about 30 on Monday night. That looks like that'll be the only night that we'll have any freezing temperatures. But the change is coming, at least for now, they say, on Sunday. Right now the winds are out of the south at 5. Humidity is 93%. We have some overcast out there and possibly fog, and it's 64.
When couples fight, what's really going on has nothing to do with what they're fighting about. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
Why is it that couples fight?
What they think is causing the problem are disputes, you know, the big four that couples fight about are money, sex, raising the kids, and in-laws.
Dr. Stephen Stosny, author of the book How to Improve Your Marriage Without Talking About It, says the real reason couples fight has to do with vulnerability. First of all, men feel vulnerable to shame.
Particularly dread of failure as a provider, protector, lover, or parent. You can make a man angry or depressed by insulting him in one of those ways. In other words, when your wife says, honey, we need to talk, you're immediately ready for she's going to tell you how you've been failing.
That feeling of shame in men, says Dr. Stosny, will trigger a fear and anxiety response in women.
Females have a similar vulnerability to fear, particularly of harm, deprivation, or isolation. And when males feel shame, they will either get angry and stimulate that fear of harm or withdraw and stimulate the fear of isolation. And that's the cliche of the nagging wife and the withdrawing husband.
Dr. Stosny says just being aware and understanding that this fear-shame dynamic is going on will help couples stop blaming each other.
Yeah, it's blame that is the poison of the relationship. I feel bad and it's your fault. I believe that this fear-shame dynamic is why most people divorce.
You can link to Dr. Stosny's website from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTW News Time is 6:30. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The College Station City Council has been briefed about the next step in the newly formed medical district. Planning and Development Director Bob Cowell says the council was asked at a workshop earlier this week to consider two different areas of property tax abatements and land management boards. One would cover College Station Medical Center, the new Scott and White Hospital, and other developed land.
Everyone coming together to raise funds to do things like promote or market the area, to do things like enhancement of landscaping and wayfinding and those types of things. When that legislation, draft legislation, goes forward to the legislature, it include a little bit more scaled back or a bit more limited means in which to raise funds, and primarily that is through assessments and not through property tax, ad valorem taxes.
Before the council considers final action next Thursday, staff will be meeting with affected property owners and other stakeholders next Tuesday. A month from now, the Bryan City Council will consider the creation of a historical preservation district west of downtown Bryan. The idea, which is more than 30 years old, received lots of comments before getting the support of the Landmarks Commission in October and the Planning and Zoning Commission last month. Manuel Alleman Jr. criticized the promise of improving streets and sidewalks.
You know, I've been paying taxes in that house for the last 28 years. And I believe that they should have already done that. Where is our tax money going? Just because we're on the west side means, hey, forget those people over there.
Supporters included Debbie Sherman.
I want my neighborhood to be a go-to place instead of the hood. I don't plan to retire in Bryan, and the house that I paid for, X amount of dollars, has already gone up because of what I've put into it. Adding the historical district to it will help increase that.
Due to a protest petition, approval requires a council supermajority of 5 votes. Several Bryan businesses are at the center of criminal investigations announced this week by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Houston.
Federal prosecutors say the owners of four chiropractic clinics took more than $3 million from auto insurance companies in bogus claims. Dr. Chase Lindsay had his own practice and also worked three other clinics co-owned by co-defendants Brittany Jesse, Edward Graham, Marion Young, and Early Dickerson, who was also an office manager for a local law firm. From February 2007 through December 2009, Dickerson's accused of sending patients involved in traffic accidents to Lindsay for medically unnecessary treatments. Jesse's charged with preparing fraudulent bills. According to the indictment, Dickerson paid Lindsay $2,000 a month in cash. In a separate case, the owner and office manager of a Bryan medical equipment company were arrested for filing more than $3 million of illegal claims to Medicaid and Medicare. Yolanda Nolan, who owned Yellowbone Medical Equipment, and Carla Parnell are accused of being paid more than $1 million for items that were not delivered, not wanted, and not needed by Medicaid and Medicare beneficiaries. The indictment says this took place over a 6.5-year period ending December 2009, paying kickbacks to a large number of recruiters who referred beneficiaries to Yellowbone. The women are also charged with concealing Parnell's employment as she was receiving illegal Social Security disability payments. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
For the second time, there's been a postponement in closing arguments of a capital murder trial in Bryan. The Eagle reports an appeals court in Waco will decide Monday the jury instructions in the trial of John Falk Jr. Prosecutors earlier this week asked for the appeals court to rule on what the jury will base its verdict. Falk was serving a life sentence for the 2007 death of a prison guard during an attempted escape at the Wynn unit in Huntsville. And striking his girlfriend in the face results in 32 years of prison for a Bryan man. 49-year-old Jesse Lopez was found guilty this week by a Brazos County District Court jury. The judge, who could have ordered a sentence ranging from 25 years to life, heard Lopez say he had 9 to 11 beers before an argument with the victim over whether he should drive, which led to the assault. Prosecutors say Lopez's criminal history included a second assault, along with 8 prior convictions for drunk driving. WTW News Time is 6:35 at 63 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You love sports, but they can be hard on your body. Taking a hit on the field or running a marathon can leave you injured and sitting on the sidelines. St. Joseph Brazos Valley Sports Medicine can help you recover from your injury and return to the game. Our team of orthopedic surgeons, physical therapists, and athletic trainers work together to maximize your athletic potential. And our Saturday morning injury clinics also help get you back in the game. Just call 731-2876 to let us know you're coming. saint-joseph.org/BVSM.
Here's Miriam Gamushin describing her new Lady G collection.
I have this new, more casual collection that we called Lady G, Lady Gamushin, so Lady G. We have Mrs. G, which is the most serious pieces. They are fun. You just wear these long sautoirs. A sautoir is a long necklace, and it's got little diamond motifs going on here and there, and they're easy to wear, they're not expensive, and they will last you forever.
Lady G collection by Gamushin, available at David Gardner's.
This year, Galleria Day Spa takes pride in bringing you the customs of Christmas on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Find out traditional definitions of the Christmas season, the origins of many of our Christmas customs, and what makes them so special. Keep listening for the customs of Christmas, brought to you 3 times daily by Galleria Day Spa. Voted best of the Brazos for 7 years and counting, only on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This Christmas, we're asking you to add a child you've never met to your Christmas list. Christmas angels are little paper angels with a child's name and Christmas gift wish. These children are specially selected and wouldn't have a Christmas present without your help. Choose a Christmas angel from a tree set up at both Blue Baker locations, 201 Dominic Drive and 800 University Drive in College Station. You can also see the children's wishes at mychristmasangels.com. These children have Christmas wishes just like any child, and we hope you'll choose to help them on Christmas morning.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Valley Recycling. A simple choice, a huge impact. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
We'll generally have some patchy cloudiness around as we go through the night. Could be areas of fog around as well. And temperatures are fairly mild, back in the upper 50s by morning. During the day Friday, clouds with occasional sun poking through. Temperatures about 72 to 76. Mostly cloudy and mild Friday night. Low 60s, areas of fog. Intervals of clouds and sunshine for Saturday. Isolated shower or thunderstorm. And even warmer, high temperature in the mid to upper 70s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
That's the way that things play out, and if that's a pattern, then I guess that's good for me.
That's Johnny Manziel after finding out that the Maxwell winner doesn't win the Heisman Trophy, but 4 of the 5 last O'Brien winners win the Heisman Trophy. We'll share that with you from the Home Depot Awards last night. Also, we've got the Friday High School Football Report and more coming up in about 12, 14 minutes
here. And other stuff from Florida, too, right?
Yes.
Other people.
Other people.
Other
people.
So there.
Hey, I found that 911 call.
Did you?
Yes.
This is a guy from Springtown, Texas, who would broke it into a home, and the homeowner and stepson go off in pursuit, and daddy's got a gun, and stepson apparently pulls his car into the driveway to block burglar trying to leave, and burglar called 911.
It's both calls.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got something that's broken in my house. I need help, please. Now hurry up now because my husband's fixing to shoot him.
Parker County 911, where is your emergency?
I'm not sure. I'm out in the country somewhere. Some guy's got a gun on me. They're going to come shoot me.
Who's going to shoot you?
I'm in a red jacket. 30 jet, right?
It's a joke? Is that what you're saying?
Cody, right?
No, it's not a joke. You just sit right there.
Okay. It was a joke.
I think he was stunned. Didn't know what to do.
Excuse me. I think that obviously the 911 operator is going to ask, is that right? And why is that happening? So seems like he should have probably had that answer ready.
Well, I mean, what do you say? Because I was trying to rob him, and he got me at gunpoint.
Yeah, the truth probably does not work in his favor at that time.
I just like that. Could you hurry up? Because my husband's going to shoot him.
Well, that's Texas.
You know, it is.
That's all
there is to it. Being realistic.
That's exactly right. I mean, you asked the question. I'm telling you what we're talking about here.
So absolutely.
All right, here we go. The House of Representatives has voted to ban the word lunatic from federal law.
What?
Yep, absolutely. Idiot's still in there. But lunatic, they want to take that out. The measure passed 398-1. 398-1. The one, Fighting Texas Aggie Louie Gohmert.
Somebody with sense.
Louie Gohmert. He said, well, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. Using lunatic as a descriptor stems from a belief dating back a long, long time ago. The ancient Greeks, in fact, thought that the lunar cycles had an impact on brain function. Thus, lunatic, but also the term moonstruck came from that. The law, meanwhile, the 21st Century Language Act of 2012, is meant to eliminate references that contribute to the stigmatization of mental health conditions in acts of Congress dating all the way back to 1947.
So, wait a second. So, since we're all so offended now,
yeah,
we can
tell
other people what words they can't use,
yeah,
can I just vote that we strike the word hysterical from all dictionaries, since it has to do with, like, the uterus?
Does it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I can see the same, would come from the same stem word.
I'm leaning more towards the British.
We're going to just be nuts about everything. Well, let's just be nuts.
Okay.
Right? Let's take a line from Monty Python. He's a loony.
Yeah. But we can still use crazy.
Crazy.
I mean, we're not going to quit that. I mean, Willie says, I'm going to sing that song. You know, I made a lot of money off of that song.
Just because it's not PC doesn't mean it's not true.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll see. But at least for now, lunatic has been taken out. And of course, if you go back and look at, you know, they used to call them lunatic asylums. I mean, it was certainly part of the language. Now, while we're talking about that, Rhode Island Governor Lincoln Chafee rejected criticism of him calling the state Christmas tree a holiday tree, insisting that's what it's traditionally called. Really?
What? Whoever heard of that business?
That was a nice edit.
It was, yeah. Very good. I guess also at the governor's house, they probably don't have an Easter bunny. It's like an egg-laying rabbit, right? Because you wouldn't want to say Easter either, would you? I mean, heavens no.
So, you could get in a lot of trouble.
There you go. It's a world gone insane, right?
It doesn't matter, though. We've only got like 14 days until
right.
It's over.
You know, I forgot to look. How many days do we have? 14, that's right. 14 days until the Mayan calendar.
So on the 20th, are we going to have to, you know, kind of bequeath our things and tell everyone what we always wanted to tell
them? There's nobody to bequeath them to.
Yeah, you can't bequeath them to anybody because we're all going to be gone.
Well, if anybody survives.
Oh, well.
Hey, we could have a happy not-year party.
Oh, that, I like that. Yeah, that could work. Hey, this is something I never thought I would say. Michigan is the governor's signature away from becoming a right-to-work state.
Oh, man.
Really?
I thought you were going to say, Kat, I want you in charge today.
Ah, there you go. Now, understand, in right-to-work states, that prohibits private unions from forcing non-union employees in the same workplace to pay union dues and fees.
So there's no union shops.
I mean, that's stunning to me. I like I say, I didn't think I would ever say that. But
Holy cow. They
are a signature away from making Michigan, of all places.
That's a big honking deal in Motor City.
Yeah, well, again, that's the union's pretty well built Detroit up to what it is. So there you are. And, of course, it's the holiday season. So a big shout-out to the Irvine Ranch Conservancy in Orange County, California. They are full of the Christmas spirit. At 9 o'clock local time today, the children will gather to make Christmas ornaments inspired by animal droppings they found in the woods. I mean, there you go.
So instead of being, you know, very green,
yeah,
they would be very brown.
I probably think so. Yeah, the kids will use clay to make the palm size ornaments based on the drop.
Not a baby Ruth.
Yeah.
Speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One.
Ron, you offer a lot of rugs here in Aggieland Carpet One. You've got a ton of Karastan rugs hanging in the back. Tell me about those.
Well, Karastan rugs are some of the finest rugs made. They have been for many years. They're one of the oldest rug manufacturers in the United States. They are all American made, and that's really a great thing for a very high quality product.
They're heirloom quality, and what that means to people is they can pass them down to generations, and you've seen that.
Oh, they're so durable. I think their durability, the quality of the wool is second to none. They use the finest New Zealand wool. They don't use just the same New Zealand wool that others are using. They're using the top grade, the very finest wool. Those rugs are built to last. They are very easy to keep clean and take care of.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Beautiful. Norma G. Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G. Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G. Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G. Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38-horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty, and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G. Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G., Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G. Tractor. Nobody.
It's harvest time at Royalty Pecan Farms, so enjoy orchard tours and activities every Saturday till Christmas. Make sure to pick up a Royalty Pecan or pumpkin pecan pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is a perfect gift. Royalty Pecan's extended fall store hours have begun. From now till Christmas, they'll be open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6. So shop their unique Texas products produced here in the Brazos Valley. Royalty Pecans on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River. Or shop royaltypecans.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
It's time for Expo 2012, Saturday, December 8th from 8 till 2. Producers will offer big savings and information to help you be successful in your ag operation. With CEU credits for private applicators and super one-day-only specials on everything from the farm and ranch. Visit the booths of over 50 manufacturers and suppliers, lock in great prices, and win fabulous door prizes. Experience Producers Expo 2012, Saturday, December 8th on Texas Avenue, just north of 21.
We're just a few weeks away from being able to turn our sights to the spring gardening season. This is a good time to cover some horticultural facts and fantasies of this season. Many of these may surprise you. Garden facts of the season right after this important message. My 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar for 2013, plus a one-year subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. You really need to get these because they will make 2013 a wonderfully successful year in your landscape and garden. I have more than 10,000 words in the calendar telling you month by month through hundreds of bullets, precise information of when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. If you've ever wondered, I wonder when I should, and if it covers gardening, it's in this calendar. Beautiful calendar, my 30th annual, and a full year of the award-winning best regional gardening magazine in America, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. The calendar at a one-third savings when you buy it with the magazine. $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. We're going to talk about some unusual garden facts of the season. I'm going to start with one that you may not believe. Poinsettias are not poisonous. Give folks a list of daffodils, oaks, hollies, tomatoes, and poinsettias and ask them which one plant is absolutely not poisonous in any of its parts, and poinsettias will almost always be the last guess every time. While the white latex sap that bleeds from poinsettia stems may cause a skin irritation or rash, the plants are not toxic. That's the determination of a very extensive and expensive series of tests done at the Ohio State University in the 1970s. Knowledge moves slowly in the gardening world. If you want to reflower your poinsettia, know going in it's going to be a challenge. Those big, beautiful poinsettias that you're buying right about now were unrooted cuttings just 4 months ago. That's how quickly they grow. If it didn't freeze in your part of Texas, you could put your Christmas poinsettia outdoors in the flower bed in full sun and prepare for 8 or 10 feet of strong growth before next fall. So it's really difficult to keep it in the same old pot for a whole year and expect it to be happy and to bloom properly. You probably would be better off repotting it several times, pinching it to keep it compact. Oh, another fact that you need to know, mistletoe is toxic, unlike the poinsettias. The plant is parasitic to its host plants, and the berries can make you sick. Mistletoe is a higher plant. That means it has chlorophyll. It roots into the branches of its host plants. As the roots develop, they cause distorted growth in the wood of the host's limbs. Eventually, that interruption can actually kill the affected limb. Cedar elms, bodarks, oaks, hackberries, and elms of other kinds are most commonly afflicted. There's no chemical spray you can use to control mistletoe without doing harm to the host tree. When you develop one, prepare to make some money. Right now, though, all you can do is to trim it out. You want to start trimming every year. Trim out all of the new mistletoe that occurs because it will start on small twigs. If you wait a few years, those twigs will turn into branches, and to prune to remove them would be very disfiguring. Living Christmas trees may be difficult to keep alive after Christmas if you leave them indoors too long. Research has shown that maybe 10 days is about the maximum. And you need to be very careful in the ones that you buy. Norfolk Island pines are the most common houseplant Christmas trees, and they are a little bit difficult to keep indoors. Alberta spruces don't handle the heat well at all in Texas. Leyland cypress and Eldarica pines really cooked this past summer. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
You know, classic collision and restoration. Doug's been doing work, I don't know, a long time. He's been around cars for more than probably 60% of his life. I mean, he just has enjoyed working with cars, and he's owned Classic Collision and Restoration. You know, since 1999, they've been restoring automobiles, and they do regular body work as well. In other words, if your daily driver's been in an accident, obviously, Classic Collision Restoration does that kind of body work, too. And they'll help you as far as all the insurance stuff that you need to get taken care of. And to minimize the inconvenience when you've been in an accident, you know, all the renting the car and getting you to and from and all that, they'll handle all of that for you. Now, also, in addition, Classic Collision Restoration does interior work, too. They do upholstery. And, you know, if you want to get your seat repaired, maybe you need to get some foam rebuilt in there and get it reupholstered. They do headliners and carpets. They do convertible tops. And they'll do custom upholstery work, too. I mean, if you'd want ostrich or stingray or crocodile, they can do that. They've got all sorts of colors, any color that you need if you want to change or match what you've got in your car right now as far as that's concerned. And they'll do leather conversions as well. So get in touch with them. You can find them on Facebook, or you can give them a call at 779-8399 or go to the website, which is classiccollisionandrestoration.com.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:52. Despite not winning everything they were up for, Johnny Manziel and Luke Jokel both came home with some hardware last night after the 2012 Home Depot College Football Awards. Johnny Football was named the nation's top quarterback and given the Davey O'Brien Award. Now, the gang at Texags Radio with Gabe Bach was there with some behind-the-scenes stuff, and he asked Johnny Manziel about what it was like to be the first winner for that trophy in A&M history.
What an award. Look at all the people that have come through Texas A&M through the history. And for me to be the first one, just any recognition, anything that I can bring back to Texas A&M for my school, Aggieland, and everybody involved with the 12th man, true honor.
Have you taken a couple minutes or some time to look and see the recent history of O'Brien winners and how it's translated to Heisman winners?
I have not.
Four or five of the last O'Brien winners won the Heisman.
if that's the way that things play out, and if that's a pattern, then I guess that's good for me. But I'm just enjoying the process and looking forward to going to New York with a group of great guys.
Now, despite the incredibly rich football history here at A&M, we've never seen an O'Brien winner or an Outland Trophy winner or even a finalist for that matter until Luke Jokel did both. He picked up one last night. Luke Jokel on dreaming about the Outland Trophy.
It's absolutely crazy. My dad, you know, he instilled offensive line stuff in me, and, you know, Outland is the ultimate goal of an offensive lineman. And I can remember in Pee Wee football, he was our coach and teaching us to grab the breastplate, you know, taught us how to hold early and stuff like that. But, you know, he's been my best teacher, my best mentor, my dad, and I got to thank, you know, I can't believe it tonight.
Now, Johnny Manziel was also up for the Maxwell Award for the most outstanding player. That trophy went to Manti Te'o, and more behind-the-scenes stuff for you.
It means a lot, you know, for Notre Dame. For me, everything is about, you know, the people around me, and for me to represent my school and represent my team in this fashion is you know, really great, and it's really exciting for me to do on behalf of my team and my school.
This has all been great, but the next award is the one everybody's been waiting for. We'll find out tomorrow night if Johnny Football will become the first freshman to win the coveted Heisman Trophy. The college players are gearing up for bowl games, but the high schoolers are in the heat of the playoffs. Here's Zach Taylor with the High School Football Report.
Last week, the Navasota Rattlers game against the Lamarck Cougars was billed as a matchup with a state championship feel. After passing that test, the Rattlers find themselves in a similar game, featuring two of the top defenses in Class 3A. Navasota, who last week improved their record to 13-0, will face the West Orange Stark Mustangs, also 13-0, in a Class 3A Division II quarterfinal game tonight. Here's Rattlers coach Lee Fedora on the matchup.
What's going to win championships is defense, and so you're going to get two of the best defenses in Class 3A going at it, and it's going to come down on the offense side of the ball for both teams. Who's going to make the fewest mistakes? Who's going to do the things that they do? And that's what we've been talking about all week long, and we just got to keep preparing for that and go out and play our style.
Kickoff is set for tonight at 7 p.m. at Turner Stadium in Humble. You can catch the pregame show and all the action starting at 6:30. On Navasota News 1550.
We got to add one more to that list. The Franklin Lions take on the Newton Eagles. That's in Lufkin at 7:30. That was Zach Taylor reporting, by the way. And to find out more, you can by going to BrazosFootball.com. AFC West champion Denver Broncos made their eighth straight victory look easy last night. Peyton Manning threw 310 yards, 30th touchdown pass on the opening drive of the game. Broncos held off Oakland to win 26-13. In the NBA, O.J. Mayo put up 23 points, including the go-ahead jumper with just 35 seconds to go, and the Mavs ran past Phoenix 97-94. Texas President Bill Powers has issued a statement of, quote, full support for football coach Mack Brown after the Longhorns finished 8-4 in the regular season and didn't qualify for the BCS Bowl for the third consecutive year. Writing on the university's blog Thursday, Powers said Brown will remain the Longhorns coach and dismissed what Powers called media speculation that Brown's job was in jeopardy. The Longhorns play Oregon State on December 29th in the Alamo Bowl. And finally this morning, today is the 73rd day of the NHL lockout, and hockey fans are facing another grim prospect of more weeks without hockey. Two more days of optimism, talks broke off suddenly, and statements from both sides alluded to that it was the other person's fault. That's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville in Bryan. Still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Here's an actual customer of Advanced Carpet Cleaning.
I've been using Advanced Carpet Cleaning for over 15 years. I use David and his staff because of their meticulous attention to detail. They are always on time, and when they're done, my house smells fresh and the carpets and area rugs look brand new. They also clean our tile, grout, and furniture. I recommend Advanced Carpet Cleaning to my family and friends because I know that they will do a good job for them too.
Breathe new life into your carpet with Advanced Carpet Cleaning. Call 696-8899.
I'm Coach Harv Limburger. Joining me is Hall of Famer LaBrill Rosewater. You came out passing on the first play.
LaBrill was sending a message to his fans. Fans need to pass. They watch LaBrill while they do some serious drinking.
People at game-watching parties.
After the last whistle, LaBrill doesn't even take off his pads. Jumps in his Lamborghini and hopes some drunk doesn't blindside him on his way home. I got 300-pound linemen afraid to leave the locker room.
Game-watching parties can make drunk drivers. Pass up that drink and pass off your keys. This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
You know, there's nothing like the smell and taste of real home cooking. You can have all that at Rooster's Country Dinner House in College Station. Step back into a simpler time when friends and family gathered around the dinner table for Grandma's wholesome homemade meals. At Rooster's, start with a simple salad and homemade buttermilk biscuits. Then choose from a variety of meats to suit everyone's taste. Fried chicken, roasted chicken, fried catfish, chicken fried steak, chicken tenders, and pot roast. And all the sides you can eat, served family style, including green beans with bacon and onions, real mashed potatoes with gravy, and creamy buttery corn. All real affordable and all real good. Rooster's serves traditional made-from-scratch meals Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 and 5 to 9. Weekends, 11 to 9. Bring the family or your large group. There's room for everybody. Rooster's Country Dinner House on University Drive next door to the Hilton. Visit online at roostershouse.com.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification at
Right Now 64, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Hurricane Sandy did billions of damage, dollars in damage to the Northeast. In a half hour, we'll find out how badly it hurt the job market. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Well, economists are predicting fewer than 100,000 jobs created and the national jobless rate unchanged from October's 7.9%. But it was a bumpy ride to that point, thanks to Sandy temporarily sending hundreds of thousands home from their jobs. And, of course, the Hostess company closing its plants. But number watchers say initial jobless claims have steadily decreased since Sandy. And that's leading to the prediction of an unchanged rate, Dave.
Rich, no one's budged yet in the fiscal cliff talks.
I do remain optimistic.
President Obama continues to insist tax rates must go up for higher income Americans, but Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell says
it's about spending even more than he already has.
The New York Times reports that negotiations are now down to just between the president and House Speaker John Boehner. They got another jolt in Japan. A 7.3 magnitude earthquake offshore in the same area hit by a giant quake and tsunami last year. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin felt it in Tokyo.
Buildings here swayed violently for a minute or more. Office workers gathered round TV sets. The quake hit in the same area as last time. Tsunami sirens sounding on Japan's northeastern coast and residents there fleeing homes for higher ground.
But this time, the tsunamis they were warned about came in just small waves. There's no major damage and reports of just a few injuries. It's a lot worse in the southern Philippines. 400 people are still missing from Tuesday's typhoon that triggered landslides. Rescuers keep digging through mud, looking for them. More than 500 people died. In the Midwest, the question is, where's the snow? It hasn't snowed measurably in Des Moines, Iowa in 277 days, matching a record set in 1889. Omaha broke its old record yesterday. Chicago and Milwaukee could break theirs this weekend. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
They say music is a universal language, but when I was in an accident, I was worried the healthcare system spoke a language all its own. But with United Healthcare, I got help that fit my life. Information on my phone, connection to doctors who get where I'm from, tools to estimate what my care may cost. So I never missed a beat.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
The deals are heating up during John Deere's Green Fever sales event. Get 0% financing for 60 months on new 3E tractors or on 45 to 75 horsepower 5D and 5E tractors. Plus, take up to $1,500 off when you buy two implements. Come see us today. Offer ends January 31st, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plans. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
Find the Sioux Falls Prater location nearest you online at cptractor.com or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
The boss says they gotta go. Tom White Chevrolet is overloaded with vehicles, so I've been challenged to sell 112 new Chevys this month. You heard right, 112 new Chevys, and we will make it happen. But time is running out, so we're offering our biggest savings of the year, like $10,000 off a 2013 Silverado Crew Cab at Tom White. Ask for me, Bubba Dixon, and let me earn your business. You won't be disappointed. We will not lose your business over price at Tom White Chevrolet.
We're 5308 with $5,000 in rebates and $2,000 option package. See dealer for details.
It's time for Expo 2012, Saturday, December 8th from 8 till 2. Producers will offer big savings and information to help you be successful in your ag operation. With CEU credits for private applicators and super one-day only specials on everything from the farm and ranch. Visit the booths of over 50 manufacturers and suppliers, lock in great prices, and win fabulous door prizes. Experience Producers Expo 2012, Saturday, December 8th on Texas Avenue, just north of 21.
It's all about keeping up appearances, especially when it comes to your home. And when it comes to looking good, M&A's work sells itself. Inside and out, Aggie-owned and operated M&A makes your home look great, all the way from maintaining your lawn to painting your home and resurfacing your bathtub, countertop, and showers, all with quality products. We do our work right the first time. Serving the Brazos Valley, call 224-3622 or visit online at m-aremodelingtx.com. M&A. Our work sells itself.
It's harvest time at Royalty Pecan Farms, so enjoy orchard tours and activities every Saturday till Christmas. Make sure to pick up a Royalty Pecan or pumpkin pecan pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is a perfect gift. Royalty Pecan's extended fall store hours have begun. From now till Christmas, they'll be open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6. So shop their unique Texas products produced here in the Brazos Valley. Royalty Pecans on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River. Or shop royaltypecans.com.
Broadcasting in HD, 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Brent Dark with Southern Care Hospice, Dr. Dobson with the Eye Care Center. If you have an idea for the show we'd love to include it on the air, send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 62 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnum and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Houston announced indictments in two unrelated cases this week involving Bryan businesses.
Federal prosecutors accused Yolanda Nolan and Carla Parnell of filing nearly $3.4 million in bogus Medicare and Medicaid claims. From July 2003 through December 2009, investigators say the women were paid more than $1.1 million for supplies that were not delivered, not wanted, and not needed. Nolan owned Yellowbone Medical Equipment and Parnell was the office manager. The women are charged with concealing Parnell's employment to continue receiving Social Security disability benefits to which she was not entitled. And the indictment alleges the women paid kickbacks to a large number of recruiters in return for the referral of beneficiaries to Yellowbone. Prosecutors also announced a 31-count indictment against five people, charging them with taking more than $3 million from auto insurance companies. Chiropractor Chase Lindsay is accused of recommending medically unnecessary treatments for clients of a Bryan law firm who were injured in traffic accidents. Lindsay owned one clinic and worked at three others, owned by co-defendants Marion Young, Edward Graham, Brittany Jesse, and Early Dickerson. Dickerson was also the office manager of the law firm who referred patients to Lindsay. The indictment alleges from February 2007 through December 2009, Dickerson paid Lindsay $2,000 a month in cash, while the insurance companies paid Dickerson's law firm and its clients more than $1.5 million from the fraudulent claims. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Since 1980, there have been efforts to create a historical preservation area west of downtown Bryan. A proposal has been endorsed by two city advisory bodies, but property owners are divided. Among those speaking to the Planning and Zoning Commission in support was Ann Weaver Hart.
With the exception of a certificate of appropriateness for the outside of my house, if I want to change the appearance, in return for this, I get protection. I get your assurance that my neighbor isn't going to build a corrugated tin addition to the front of his house in my beautiful neighborhood.
Among the opponents was Patrick Johnson.
Now, the city of Bryan wants to help us on the west side. They could fix the roads. That would be huge. I notice other parts of town have excellent roads, but this part of town has been ignored. The sidewalks are crumbling. They're terrible.
The Bryan City Council takes up the proposal January 8th. Approval will take a supermajority of five votes because a qualifying protest petition was submitted. The fast track continues by College Station officials in developing the rules of the city's new medical district. Planning and Development Director Bob Cowell says the city council is being asked to split the area in two, where it's currently developed and where future development is projected east and south of the new Scott and White Hospital.
There is also a significant amount of infrastructure that needs to be built in order to actually accomplish that type of development. And certainly the TERS on that side will be the primary instrument, but likewise the management district may be relied upon to help in that regard. And so in that case, the staff is actually recommending that the full complement of tools remain for fundraising. So that would include the ability to levy an ad valorem property tax, as well as assessments and so on.
Next Thursday, final council action is slated to create tax abatement zones and approve language of proposed state legislation allowing the council to appoint management boards. A Bryan man with 8 drunk driving convictions is returning to prison. A Brazos County District Court jury this week convicted 49-year-old Jesse Lopez for striking his girlfriend after drinking 9 to 11 beers. Prosecutors say the two had been arguing over whether he should drive while intoxicated when he struck her in the face. Due to Lopez's criminal history, which also included a prior assault of a family member, sentencing options range from 25 years to life. The judge ordered 32 years. In closing arguments in the capital murder trial of a Texas inmate charged with the 2000 death of a guard have been delayed until at least next week. The Eagle reports an appeals court in Waco on Monday will consider jury instructions in the Bryan trial of John Falk Jr. Falk was serving a life term for murder when corrections officer Susan Canfield was killed during an escape attempt at the Wynn unit in Huntsville. Prosecutors this week asked an appeals court to rule on the specific jury charge in Falk's life or death case. WTAW News Time is 7:10. It's 62 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Emmanuel, our God is with us, yes he is with us today.
First Baptist Bryan presents Point of Grace, December 14th and 15th at 7:30 p.m. Enjoy a concert featuring the First Baptist Choir, Orchestra, and Handbells, joined by Point of Grace.
Emmanuel.
Tickets are available at itickets.com or at the church. Point of Grace, December 14th and 15th at First Baptist Bryan.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver. 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Lots of moisture, lots of warm air in place. That leads to some fog and low cloudiness this morning. It may brighten up a bit as we head through the afternoon. High temperatures today are going to be near 70. We'll have clouds tonight. We could have some patchy fog. Overnight lows will be around 60. Tomorrow, lots of clouds. There could be a few breaks of sun tomorrow afternoon. High 70 to 75. Mostly cloudy, 60 to 65 tomorrow night. Clouds on Sunday, the chance of a shower, high of 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Great news last night from the 2012 Home Depot College Football Awards. We'll share that with you coming up here in just a bit. Also, Thursday night football and news from the University of Texas coming up in about 7:50 or so. Police stole my car?
Yeah. Did stopped. I get... They stopped.
Stopped my car.
Yeah, uh-oh. That's it. Here we go.
Police stop my car. Police stop my car. The police made me stop. Walk a straight line and blow a balloon up.
Uh-huh. Well, it's an old song. You know,
police,
they don't do that.
Stop my car. Police, stop my car. The police made me stop. Walk a straight line and blow a balloon up. They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. That's why they always pull me over Christmas. They say they're just making sure that there's no open bottles in my car.
Yeah, can't do that.
They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. Uh-huh. That's why they always pull me over Christmas. They say they're just making sure that there's no open bottles in my car.
Oh, open bottles.
Open bottles.
I thought he said empanadas.
Oh.
I was like, what's wrong with empanadas? Is that a drug term? I don't know. They're always saying all these things. Okay. Well.
There you go.
No empanadas in my car.
That's funny. It's even more funny with empanadas.
It is. Yeah. That doesn't work out badly at all. Okay, so I got a call a little while ago.
Okay.
Guy said he was driving on Boonville Road about a half an hour ago, and the sky lit up. And he was asking if anybody else had called in about that, and I told him no. So about 6:45, and he was right near Watercrest, okay, on right there. So,
okay.
What color was the sky when it lit up?
Well, I don't know. Light. I'm not sure. So anyway, he was thinking maybe it was a meteor, and it very well could be. So if anybody saw that, you weren't alone. It's okay to tell us.
I've seen some crazy meteors before. The sky was like green. It was kind of freaky, but exciting also.
Were you doing the living? Were you high on life again when that happened? Or
you mean person.
Took a trip to Denver.
No, hello. I was at summer.
I saw that, too. I was at about the same time I was in the campus area, and it was like a flashbulb, or reminded me of those red light cameras where you see, you know, it's dark and you get the little brief flash.
Yeah.
It's just like that.
And so it just diffused all across the sky?
Yeah, it seemed like it.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Hi there.
I was in Calvert when it lit up green like that.
Hello.
Hey, I saw it too. I'm out here around Milliken.
Really? Okay, very good. Thank you. All right. Well, so you weren't alone. That's it. So always call in when you hear those kind of things. We always like to hear about
that. Yeah, because that way Scott can laugh at you on the air.
Hello?
I saw it too. I was in Wood Creek, and it was behind me, a flash in the sky. I thought it was lightning.
Okay, good. Hi.
Hi, I was in the Lyons area off of 60. Okay. It looked like pan lightning.
Okay, pan lightning. I understand. Yep, hello.
I saw it too. I was in Smithtown. I thought it was lightning, so I didn't think anything about it.
Okay, very good. Thanks. And it may well be, but I haven't, you know, there doesn't seem to be anything on the map that shows that there could be.
Maybe a meth lab blew up.
Could be.
See,
hello?
I was.
Burleson County, we saw it too. Providence Community.
Thank you. Hi there.
Yes, I was. Almost in Hempstead.
Okay. Oh, is that right?
Wow.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of blue-green. It kind of illuminated the sky and all this heavy fog. It was kind of real weird looking.
Sure. Now, which way were you headed?
Headed toward Hempstead.
You were headed toward Hempstead, and it seemed to be in front of you and above you? Is that basically right?
Above me.
Great. Okay, thank you.
Man, this could be a reality TV show.
You know it. Hi there.
Hi. I was on 290 when I saw it.
290 where?
Yeah,
no,
heading towards Brenham.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Wow.
It was a test run by Santa Claus.
That's it. No, good. Thanks for the calls. We appreciate that. Hey, and while we're talking about stuff up in the sky.
Nice segue.
Thank you. Pretty cool thing in Madisonville. I mean, have you heard about this?
No.
There's a teacher over who teaches astronomy in Madisonville. Her name is Denise Rothrock, and she lives in Bryant. She actually lives in Bryant, but she teaches in Madisonville. So back in 2008, she went to this conference out in California, and they were discussing how you search for things up in the sky. So 9 eighth graders in Madisonville identified a new asteroid in between Mars and Jupiter.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. They're now seniors, and the Smithsonian Minor Planet Center is now tracking the asteroid, and they have just named it Madisonville High.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it really, really is.
I love it.
The students identified the asteroid by going through thousands of pictures, each taken 15 minutes apart, looped together, and you could see the objects moving through space. The name recognition is just the beginning for these students. They still search for asteroids in class, and many plan on pursuing physics and astronomy classes. And, of course, as the teacher says, Ms. Rothrock, said, the whole idea that you can get middle school kids to come in before school starts is really pretty exciting.
She wins.
Yeah, yeah, that's a neat story.
Hello? That is cool.
We come in peace.
Yeah, thank you. Hi there.
Hi. So do we know what that flash was I saw this morning?
No, we don't. Do you have a theory?
Have no idea. Yeah, okay. Just kind of curious what it was.
Well,
Okay.
No, it's an obviously pretty widespread. That's why it was interesting to hear from the caller near Hempstead. Hey there.
Hi there. I saw that flash of light. I was over by East Shore Airport in College Station on 2818.
Was there a color to it as far as you could tell?
No, it was just kind of a yellowish kind of color.
Okay, good, thanks. And again, I don't know how widespread it is, but it's we don't necessarily have fog on the ground, but we do have low clouds, so that can diffuse the light. It makes it difficult to tell what direction it's coming from, but still, pretty cool. Hi. Hello.
Oh, yeah. I've been at work since 6 o'clock, and I didn't see anything. I think you're all crazy.
Thank you.
Would not be the first time we'd been accused of that.
Hello?
Hello?
I didn't see the flash, but I've got pictures of the spaceship. I need to know what aliens eat.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Typically, with regard to meteors, we see a flash of light and there's no sonic boom. Typically, it's a skip off the top of the atmosphere, although those that do reach the ground and become meteorites can cause a sonic boom. But the cloud layer we have could have muffled that, so somebody might find a couple of rocks in their backyard around here.
Okay, good, thanks.
Gosh, awesome. I hope so, because I'm calling the meteor men and making money.
Hello?
Hello. Yeah, I saw that. I was on 21 close to Madisonville, and I saw it.
Okay, very good. Cool. Thank you. I appreciate it. Hey.
Air Force says it was swamp gas.
People in Marfa say, we got them all the time down here on the ground. Yeah.
If somebody comes to your house, though, with a pen and says, look at this, don't look at that.
Yeah. Well, good. Anyway, that's kind of
interesting.
Fun. It is. And see what we miss. Y'all couldn't see it because you don't have a window. I've got a window, but I had the blinds down. And so I don't know. Anyway, it's out there.
That's cool.
It is kind of fun. And,
the truth is out there.
We should call the folks in Madisonville. They might be able to know what it
that's
is.
That's right. The kids may find it. They may be discussing that this morning at in Miss Rothrock's class out there. Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
Yes, just wanted to let you know I was way down to the south of you and saw it.
How far south?
I was in just outside of Brenham.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
So we've had as far north as Calvert and as far south as Hempstead-Brenham.
Hempstead and Brenham. So, yeah, pretty good
interesting.
Size. Yeah, we'll have to check that out and see. Hey, don't forget that you can go to eBay, and if you'll type in Sumlin football, you will see an autographed commemorative SEC football signed by Kevin Sumlin. Okay? And right now the bid on it is $1,300. And all of that is going to our Christmas Angels campaign that we're doing. Again, we do this in a conjunction with Blue Baker. They've been helping us with this for 5 years. You can go to either of their locations, one on University Drive and one on Dominic. Pick an angel off the tree. It has the child's name, their age, and what they would like to have for Christmas. Then you go get a whatever they want on their angel, wrap it up, and then you bring it back either to Blue Baker or here at the radio station, and we'll take it from there. You can give money if you'd like to do that. It's just you can collect money around your office if you want to fund a gift, and we'll do the shopping for you.
Like our very healthy donor?
Exactly, and we're going to, matter of fact, Monday we're going to start talking about the many businesses that have helped out, and they've done it again this year. And then kind of on a personal note, and I don't talk about it a lot, but obviously my wife owns a toy store. And if you shop there to buy the angel, they also today and tomorrow will be donating 20% of all sales to Voices for Children. So you can help out two that way. You can help out the Christmas Angels by buying the gift there. And then secondly, 20% goes to Voices for Children for any sales at Jackie's Toys and Books.
Oh, like a double whammy.
Yep, today and tomorrow you can help both of them out. So if you'd like to do that. Oh, and also you can go to mychristmasangels.com if you don't have time to go to either of the Blue Bakers so that you can pick something out. Martha Stewart got salmonella. Did you hear about this?
Uh-oh.
I mean, this sounds like a story from The Onion, doesn't it?
It does.
Christmas song that you would play on this station.
Yeah, that too. Hello?
So the Christmas Angel's going to get some of y'all's WTAW mouse pads, too?
Yeah, what, you know.
That's what made the light in the sky. We got it. More Christmas Angels.
Yeah, that's it. No, we don't have enough mouse pads for that. We have a very limited number. But we do. I got to start giving more of those away. Okay, we may do that later on today. Anyhow, no, really. Martha told the New York Post that she came down with salmonella poisoning last month and believes she got sick because she was cooking a bunch of turkeys.
I don't wish ill on anyone, but dang.
Well, she said, I was on the Today Show, and I did a number there, and then I went and did several other Thanksgiving appearances, and she thinks that's what happened, some cross-contamination.
Was she licking her hands?
I don't know. See, she seems like she'd know. She said, it really hit me hard, and I was in bed for days.
Nasty.
On the plus side, though, she said, she lost weight.
So. And we didn't have to see her on TV.
Yeah, that too.
Looking for a good dentist for your family? It's a real jungle out there, and we're not lying. Come to Safari Dental. It's very important to start healthy habits early, so that's why we have a pediatric dentist on staff at Safari Dental. We also perform root canals and teeth bleaching for adults, accepting most insurances. Corner of Highway 21 and Texas Avenue in Bryan. Call 979-217-2185. Visit mysafaridental.com.
Safari Dental.
Half-price holiday hoops, Tuesday, December 4th, women's basketball in Louisiana Tech at 7 o'clock. Come to the game, have a chance to win a signed jersey through Twitter. Wednesday, December 5th, men's basketball team hosting SFA at 7 o'clock. Close out your week by catching two events on Saturday, women's basketball and TCU at 3 o'clock. Then end the day with the 09-11 national champion track team as they host their first event of the season at 4 o'clock. Tickets to all of these events can be purchased by calling 1-888-99-AGGIE or logging on to AggieAthletics.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Business owner Aaron Collins for Comfort Keepers.
I can't be there for 100% of my clients, but my caregivers are. And so my job is to make sure that they're taken care of, they're given the appropriate skills necessary to perform the job that they're asked to do, and that they're adequately appreciated and given good feedback. And that's really where we can differentiate ourselves, is in we care for the people who care for our clients. Call us at our office at 979-764-3076. I'm Aaron Collins, and I'm a Comfort Keeper.
Hey, good morning. It's 726, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information or samples from businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. About 76 for a high temperature today, 78 on Saturday and Sunday, and slight chance of showers each day. And then we're going to have a change. Winds are going to shift around. We'll have about a 40-degree drop in temperature, as a matter of fact, during the day on Sunday and into the night, because the low will be 39. On Monday, clears out, 47. We'll have a freeze at about 30 degrees on Monday night. Right now, relative humidity is 93%. Winds are out of the south at 6, and we've got 64 degrees out there.
With New Year's resolutions, you're always giving up things that you like. At the BMW Happier New Year event, you can give something up without giving anything up. See, BMWs are designed with efficient dynamics, so they're more fuel efficient without losing performance. So maybe it's time to make a resolution to get a new BMW. From right now until January 2nd, receive a holiday credit of up to $3,500 on select models. Visit your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
There are now 6.5 million young people between 16 and 24 who are not in school and don't have a job.
This finding comes from a new report from the Annie E. Casey Foundation called Kids Count. The foundation warns for the younger generation, dire consequences are ahead. Now, in the past, high school dropouts and other low-skilled workers could find work in the fast food industry or at retail outlets, but not anymore. Times are tough. Those jobs are now being taken by people with college degrees and experience. So the low-information, low-skilled workers are up Obama's creek without a paddle. In New York, over 400,000 of these jobless people, undereducated. Across the country, almost 20% of youth are in this predicament. A generation will grow up with little early work experience, missing the chance to build knowledge and skills, said this report. So what are the millions of jobless and skillless, not-so-smart kids supposed to do? Plenty. First off, if they don't already have one, all of them should go get an Obama phone so they can keep gabbing to each other without running up a phone bill. And then once they have the Obama phones, they can dial for help from their hero, their Messiah, Barack Obama, peace be upon him, the one. They can ask him what government program that they can collect from until they're old enough to retire from their leisure and collect Social Security. Welcome to it, folks, the new America.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 without significant lifestyle changes. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-893-9095. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary, risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-893-9095. That's 1-800-893-9095.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit emeraldridgeestates.com. Today.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 62 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal, and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The College Station City Council has been briefed about the next step in the newly formed medical district. Planning and Development Director Bob Cowell says the council was asked at a workshop earlier this week to consider two different areas of property tax abatements and land management boards. One would cover College Station Medical Center, the new Scott and White Hospital, and other developed land.
Everyone coming together to raise funds to do things like promote or market the area, to do things like enhancement of landscaping and wayfinding and those types of things. When that legislation, draft legislation, goes forward to the legislature, it include a little bit more scaled back or a bit more limited means in which to raise funds, and primarily that is through assessments and not through property tax, ad valorem taxes.
Before the council considers final action next Thursday, staff will be meeting with affected property owners and other stakeholders next Tuesday.
A month from now, the Bryan City Council will consider the creation of a historical preservation district west of downtown Bryan. The idea, which is more than 30 years old, received lots of comments before getting the support of the Landmarks Commission in October and the Planning and Zoning Commission last month. Manuel Alaman Jr. criticized the promise of improving streets and sidewalks.
You know, I've been paying taxes in that house for the last 28 years. And I believe that they should have already done that. Where is our tax money going? Just because we're on the west side means, hey, forget those people over there.
Supporters included Debbie Sherman.
I want my neighborhood to be a go-to place instead of the hood. I don't plan to retire in Bryan, and the house that I paid for, X amount of dollars, has already gone up because of what I've put into it. Adding the historical district to it will help increase that.
Due to a protest petition, approval requires a council supermajority of 5 votes. Several Bryan businesses are at the center of criminal investigations announced this week by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Houston.
Federal prosecutors say the owners of 4 chiropractic clinics took more than $3 million from auto insurance companies in bogus claims. Dr. Chase Lindsay had his own practice and also worked 3 other clinics co-owned by co-defendants Brittany Jesse, Edward Graham, Marion Young, and Early Dickerson, who was also an office manager for a local law firm. From February 2007 through December 2009, Dickerson's accused of sending patients involved in traffic accidents to Lindsay for medically unnecessary treatments. Jesse's charged with preparing fraudulent bills. According to the indictment, Dickerson paid Lindsay $2,000 a month in cash. In a separate case, the owner and office manager of a Bryan medical equipment company were arrested for filing more than $3 million of illegal claims to Medicaid and Medicare. Yolanda Nolan, who owned Yellowbone Medical Equipment, and Carla Parnell are accused of being paid more than $1 million for items that were not delivered, not wanted, and not needed by Medicaid and Medicare beneficiaries. The indictment says this took place over a 6.5-year period ending December 2009, paying kickbacks to a large number of recruiters who referred beneficiaries to Yellowbone. The women are also charged with concealing Parnell's employment as she was receiving illegal Social Security disability payments. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
For the second time, there's been a postponement in closing arguments of a capital murder trial in Bryan. The Eagle reports an appeals court in Waco will decide Monday the jury instructions in the trial of John Falk Jr. Prosecutors earlier this week asked for the appeals court to rule on what the jury will use to base its verdict. Falk was serving a life sentence for the 2007 death of a prison guard during an attempted escape at the Wynn unit in Huntsville. And striking his girlfriend in the face results in 32 years in prison for a Bryan man. 49-year-old Jesse Lopez was found guilty this week by a Brazos County District Court jury. The judge, who could have ordered a sentence ranging from 25 years to life, heard Lopez say he had 9 to 11 beers before an argument with the victim over whether he should drive, which led to the assault. Prosecutors say Lopez's criminal history included a second assault along with 8 prior convictions for drunk driving. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 62 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. We'll have more news for you at 8 o'clock, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25-plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
Here's David Schulte explaining why Schulte Roofing is better.
I've been doing roofing personally for over 20 years, and our staff, our roofing estimators, have over 75 years of combined experience. If you take that along with our job superintendent and our installers, it's well over 100 years of roofing experience.
We're definitely better than the other guys.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan.
We're Josh and Sienna Neubauer, inviting you to experience the Chocolate Gallery.
Indulge in designer cupcakes and cookies, or handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons. Stop in early for breakfast scones and muffins starting at 7:30 a.m.
This holiday season, remember the Chocolate Gallery for gourmet chocolate assortments for clients, friends, and family.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 Main Street in downtown Bryan. Learn more at bcschocolategallery.com.
Sir, we're out of ink again.
What? We can't go over budget again.
We don't need to pay more to print when we can call Cartridge World.
Cartridge World?
They sell refilled ink and toner cartridges, saving us up to 40% on refills. Cartridge World has a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they sell black, color ink, and toner along with all the major brands.
Cartridge World is going to save us a lot of money.
Enough to give me a raise? Just kidding.
Cartridge World. Why pay more to print? In the Bryan Tejas Center. Call 823-4800. Like us on Facebook.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Valley Recycling. Think globally, act locally. Brazos Valley Recycling. Check them out at BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
Watch for some patchy fog this morning. There'll also be some cloudiness around as the day goes on, though. It may brighten up a bit. Temperatures are going to reach the lower 70s later this afternoon. We'll have clouds tonight. Some fog will reform. Lows overnight in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, maybe a little bit of sun in the afternoon, a high in the low to mid-70s. More clouds tomorrow night, lows in the low to mid-60s. Mostly cloudy Sunday, the chance for a shower, highs on Sunday in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
That's the way that things play out, and if that's a pattern, then I guess that's good for me.
A behind-the-scenes look at the 2012 Home Depot College Football Awards from our friends at Texags. We've got some more goodies coming up in just a little bit for that. Also, we've got the high school football playoffs are in full swing, NBA, and more. It's about 12 minutes or so.
Said my nephew Tim to his Aunt Louise.
Didn't I get this last year?
Oh, re-gifting.
Yeah. Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year?
Some socks, some tiny BBDs, but I can't get them up past my knees. Could you return them, please, Aunt Louise? Open this one first, Uncle Bob.
I have an Uncle Bob.
Oh, there you go. This could be him.
I have an Uncle Bobby also.
Surprised Uncle Bob. But I got this last year.
But he got that last year.
A tie, wider than a mile. With a pattern way out of style. With a pattern that's way out of style.
There you go. It's Grant Goodeve with Didn't I Get This Last Year? Another Christmas classic. Yeah.
Should I buy y'all some socks for Christmas?
I don't think so. I think the Christmas ornament was enough. Hey, listen, we've got another call. A listener in Cameron. Cameron saw the thing up in the sky. So, anyway, look for it out there in the Googleverse, and there's nothing to report yet.
I haven't seen anybody really going nuts on in Facebook either, because I went and checked that after we talked about it.
That's 6:45, but we appreciate the listeners who called in with that. So new census data finds the top immigrant influx last year came from Asia and not from south of the border. That's the first time that's happened since 1910.
Interesting.
Yeah. Showed that the number of illegal immigrants in U.S. America dropped to 11.1 million. Oh, just 11.1 million people.
It was 12 million.
Yeah, great. Wonderful. At least we're headed in the right direction.
Oh, by Asia, are they meaning kind of like India? Or are they meaning China?
Well,
are they meaning kind of the Middle East?
They're just
more
saying
area?
They're just saying Asia. So I guess that continent, the continent and areas down below that. 28%, so experts say growing economies and aging populations in Latin America make it unlikely those numbers will ever hit the record highs that we had in the mid-2000s. Of the foreign-born population living in U.S. America, 28% are illegal immigrants. 31% are green card holders. That's about 12 million. 37% are naturalized citizens. That's about 15 million. They are more likely than in 2007 to be enrolled in college or graduate school, thanks to Rick Perry. They're not paying as much. And let's see. And they are also more likely to be single. 17% are married. Foreign-born Asians were a bigger source of population gain than Hispanic in California, New York, Virginia, Illinois, and New Jersey, as opposed to last year. All right. Sounds that you will not hear anymore, or you don't hear anymore. Think about sounds that we don't hear anymore. In the first, I don't know, Kevin, anything come to mind? A sound that you used to hear that you don't hear anymore.
The sound of a, the rotary phone.
You're exactly right.
Local news of the week. At midnight Saturday, the telephones in this city will be changed to dial service, and all telephone numbers will be changed. Late this week, new directories will be delivered. Here are a few important suggestions for the use of your dial telephone. Before calling any number, first secure the number from your new directory.
Uh-huh.
Then remove the receiver and listen for the dial tone. It sounds like this. That tone indicates everything is ready for your call. With the receiver off the hook, dial the desired number. For example, suppose you want to dial 23650. Dial each numeral in this manner, pulling the dial around to the finger stop each time. Be sure to allow the dial to freely return to its normal position. And this is the ringing signal.
Yeah.
If the line is busy, you'll hear this busy signal. Until Saturday midnight, please use your present directory and make your calls in the usual manner.
There you go. I don't know when that was recorded, but wow.
Wow.
Just...
That's pricelessly
it really,
funny.
It really is. So, yeah, that's exactly right. In the old days, they said the finger stop. That's what that little thing was called, huh? And where you, little curvy
the
fingers, deal.
The little, I like little curvy
yeah,
deal.
Yeah, little curvy deal is better. Rotary dial phones debuted May 29th, 1927, at 1 minute after midnight. Maybe that's when that was recorded, 1927. Back then, numbers were only five digits, and if you needed to dial for directory assistance, you dialed 8, not 411. So
interesting.
Yeah, that's it. And you could also dial the operator, of course. All right. Anyway, manual typewriters. Think about that.
That was the first thing I thought of was the ding.
Another one that was on this list, which I thought was kind of cool, the coffee percolator.
What?
I mean, remember that? Remember the coffee percolator?
Bloop.
Yep.
Bloop.
Yep.
Ours still makes noise.
Well, what? The one that we use here?
Yeah, the coffee.
Yeah, but it's a drip.
Now, it doesn't percolate.
Right, but it doesn't percolate. Percolate, huh. You know, squirt the water up and fall down. Do you remember, and Kat, you're too young, the flash cube? I mean, you talk about a technological advance.
Yep, I sure do.
You could put this little cube. You ever heard of them, Kat?
I think I have.
Yeah, it was a four-sided cube. I mean... And you would click the camera, and then it would actually automatically rotate to the next cube. So you could take four pictures almost nonstop.
Wow.
That was amazing.
And the sound of the crackling bulb.
Oh, wonderful. Just wonderful.
The thing I thought of, too, when you talked about sounds you wouldn't hear anymore, have you ever had a time clock where it wasn't actually like a time clock where you're punching in buttons? It's a little card, and you put it in, and it punches out a hole. You
know, chunk, yeah. They probably still have those around in some places. Again, that was like a mechanically read card usually, too, that it produced. You have to have probably a human being to read it. Now maybe I'm sure they log in by computer at a lot of businesses. Hi.
Yeah, the splash cube filaments make great detonators.
Yeah, you know, that's probably right.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Time Magazine named it one of the top 50 inventions of 2011. At Batteries Plus, we call it our newest product. It's the Switch LED light bulb, and it uses 80% less energy than traditional bulbs while delivering the same warm, welcoming light you're used to. Switch to Switch at Batteries Plus today. Batteries Plus, the replace it place.
Batteries Plus is your one-stop source for all your battery and light bulb needs. Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman. Batteries Plus, any battery, any bulb for anything.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Being a teen can be tough, and it's even tougher when you have to deal with acne, but you don't have to accept it. Just visit Childs Dermatology. They can properly diagnose and then effectively treat acne with equipment like Omnilux Light Therapy. The light is safe and harmless to your skin, and it's completely pain-free. So in a 20-minute treatment, Childs Dermatology can help you say so long to pimples, zits, and all those other annoying issues. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I've got a riddle for you. You can spend it, but you can't keep it. And once you've lost it, you can never get it back. Do you know what it is? Well, here's a clue. Let's say you won a contest. The grand prize is $86,400, wired into your bank account each day at midnight. The money is yours to spend however you want. There's just one catch. At the end of the day, everything disappears from your account, gone forever. My guess is losing that money would bother you at first, but eventually you'd think, hey, it's no big deal. There'll be another $86,000 in there at midnight. And with so much new money available to you, you'd stop caring about the thousands you were losing each day. It sounds crazy, right? The reality is that's happening right now, except it's not thousands of dollars that are disappearing. It's time. The answer to the riddle I mentioned earlier. Each day we get 86,400 seconds to spend. But at the end of the day, they're gone. The time you could have spent with your family today, well, it's gone. The memories you had a chance to create, lost. But each new day is a grand prize of life's most precious resource, time. Do we really understand how priceless those moments are? To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Attention homeowners. If your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth, and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Howdy. Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:50. Despite not winning everything they were up for, Johnny Manziel and Luke Jokel both came home with some hardware last night at the 2012 Home Depot College Football Awards. Johnny Football was named the nation's top quarterback and given the Davey O'Brien Award. Gabe Bach from Texags Radio got some behind the scenes, and here's Bach with Manziel about winning the very first trophy for A&M.
Look at all the people that have come through Texas A&M through the history, and for me to be the first one, just any recognition, anything that I can bring back to Texas A&M for my school, Aggieland, and everybody involved with the 12th man, true honor.
Have you taken a couple minutes or some time to look and see the recent history of O'Brien winners and how it's translated to Heisman winners?
I have not.
Four or five of the last O'Brien winners won the Heisman.
If that's the way that things play out, and if that's a pattern, then I guess that's good for me, but I'm just enjoying the process and looking forward to going to New York with a group of great guys.
A&M has a rich football history, but Texas A&M has never won that trophy or the Outland Trophy, or even been a finalist for that matter, until Luke Jokel. This is Jokel on dreaming about winning the Outland.
It's actually crazy. My dad, you know, he instilled offensive line stuff in me, and, you know, Outland is the ultimate goal of an offensive lineman. You know, I can remember in Pee Wee football, he was our coach and teaching us to grab the breastplate, you know, taught us how to hold early and stuff like that. But, you know, he's been my best teacher, my best mentor, my dad. And I got to think, you know, I can't believe it. Can't believe it tonight.
Manziel was also up for the Maxwell Award for the most outstanding player. The trophy actually went to Manti Te'o from Notre Dame.
It means a lot. For Notre Dame. For me, everything is about, you know, the people around me, and for me to represent my school and represent my team in this fashion is you know, really great, and it's really exciting for me to do on behalf of my team and my school.
They'll square off again, this time for the Heisman Trophy, the award everybody's been waiting for, and we'll find out who wins that tomorrow night. The college players are gearing up for bowl games and award shows. The high school players are in the heat of the playoffs. Here's Zach Taylor with the High School Football Report.
Last week, the Navasota Rattlers game against the Lamarck Cougars was billed as a matchup with the state championship feel. After passing that test, the Rattlers find themselves in a similar game, featuring two of the top defenses in Class 3A. Navasota, who last week improved their record to 13-0, will face the West Orange Stark Mustangs, also 13-0, in a Class 3A Division II quarterfinal game tonight. Here's Rattlers coach Lee Fedora on the matchup.
What's going to win championships is defense, and so you're going to get two of the best defenses in Class 3A going at it, and it's going to come down on the offense side of the ball for both teams. Who's going to make the fewest mistakes? Who's going to do the things that they do? And that's what we've been talking about all week long, and we just got to keep preparing for that and go out and play our style.
Kickoff is set for tonight at 7 p.m. at Turner Stadium in Humble. You can catch the pregame show and all the action starting at 6:30 on Navasota News 1550. And that has been your Friday Football Report. On News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Got one quick one to add to that. The Franklin Lions take on the Newton Eagles in Lufkin. That game starts at 7:30. And to find out all the high school football information, you can go to BrazosFootball.com. The AFC West champion Denver Broncos made their eighth straight victory look easy last night. Peyton Manning threw for 310 yards, 30th touchdown pass of the season on the game's opening drive, and the Broncos ran Oakland out 26-13. Turning now to the NBA, O.J. Mayo scored 23 points, including a go-ahead jumper with just 35 seconds to go, and the Mavs beat Phoenix 97-94. Texas President Bill Powers has issued a statement of, quote, full support for football coach Mack Brown after the Longhorns finished 8-4 in the regular season and did not qualify for a BCS Bowl for the third consecutive year. Writing on the university's blog Thursday, Powers said Brown will remain the Longhorns coach and dismissed what Powers called, quote, media speculation that Brown's job was in jeopardy. The Longhorns play Oregon State on December 29th in the Alamo Bowl. And today is the 73rd day of the NHL lockout, and hockey fans are facing another grim prospect of more weeks without hockey. After 2 days of optimism, talks broke off suddenly last night with acrimonious statements from both sides as to who's to fault. That's your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Personalize your Christmas gifts with custom engraving from Awards & More. Awards & More 710 Rosemary Drive can make a big difference for any person on your list by putting a name or significant date on a gift. Call Larry Goodrum and his staff at 696-3886 or go online at awardsandmore.com. Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Create promotional products, plaques, and awards for individuals and groups. Awards & More 710 Rosemary Drive at Texas next to Luby's.
Holidays shared with family and friends are priceless. May this Christmas bring you and your family all the joy and happiness that you desire. Hi, I'm Dr. Karen Ahrens. On behalf of my husband Jim and me, our staff, and our family, here's to wishing you and yours the best Christmas ever. From our family at Ahrens Family Dentistry to you and your family.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Call 268-1407 or visit arentsdds.com.
Every year, we have a tendency to break our New Year's resolutions. So this year, make one you'll actually want to keep. Introducing the BMW Happier New Year event. From right now until January 2nd, get a holiday credit of up to $3,500 on select new BMW models, so you can make a resolution to have a driving experience like no other. Visit your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
It's harvest time at Rural Tea Pecan Farms, so enjoy orchard tours and activities every Saturday till Christmas. Make sure to pick up a Rural Tea Pecan or pumpkin pecan pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is a perfect gift. Rural Tea Pecan's extended fall store hours have begun. From now till Christmas, they'll be open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6. So shop their unique Texas products produced here in the Brazos Valley. Rural Tea Pecans on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River. Or shop RuralTeaPecans.com.
Sir, we're out of ink again.
What? We can't go over budget again.
We don't need to pay more to print when we can call Cartridge World.
Cartridge World?
They sell refilled ink and toner cartridges, saving us up to 40% on refills. Cartridge World has a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they sell black, color ink, and toner along with all the major brands.
Cartridge World is going to save us a lot of money.
Enough to give me a raise? Just kidding.
Cartridge World. Why pay more to print? In the Brian Tejas Center. Call 823-4800. Like us on Facebook.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's give something away. I'm going to do it during the news, actually, at 8 o'clock, okay?
Okay.
The three people can call. Each of them will get two tickets to the holiday concert that's being put on by the Brazos Valley Symphony.
Oh, how exciting.
It'll be this Sunday at 5 o'clock at United Methodist Church. And we had the Maestro on earlier this week to talk about that. So if you want to call in during the news at 8 o'clock, then the first three people who call in, I'll give you a certificate good to go in and do that.
It's time to warm up your fingers.
Don't call now. Don't call now. Don't call now. Thank you, because they're calling right now. Anyway, so nobody walks in L.A., right? This statistic might make you think twice about driving there. The L.A. Weekly reports that an incredible 48% of crashes were hit and run. Now, this is in 2009, which is the most recent year that they have as far as statistics are concerned. 48%. Now, man, the reason that's an amazing number, you start to investigate that and you look and see some victims of the hit and runs, of course, shelling out tens of thousands of dollars to cover the medical bills because nobody stopped. But to give you an idea of how sad this 48% number is, according to the AAA study in 2011, the national hit-and-run average is about 11%. 11%. And we are talking 48% of the crashes hit and run in the city of Los Angeles.
Holy cow.
I mean, as a state, California comes in at 18%, but there is amazing.
How many of those are Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah, all by herself.
Oh, my gosh.
And from the Yes, We Are Relevant ailing video store company Blockbuster...
Oh, they should team up with NASA.
They should. May soon sell phones. It's a test for Blockbuster's parent company, Dish, planning to enter into the wireless business. The company already sells mobile phones on its website, but apparently they plan to bring the Blockbuster Mobile to their 850. Did you know they had 850 on 64 WTAW College Station?
Brian. Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Unemployment is down to a four-year low, and there was more hiring last month than expected. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson has the Just Out report live in Washington.
The national jobless rate in November, 7.7%, down 0.2 points from October to the lowest level since December of 2008. The Labor Department says the U.S. economy created about 146,000 jobs last month. That is well above the expectations of around 90, 95,000. The experts also had predicted an unchanged or slightly higher jobless rate, blaming Superstorm Sandy and, to a lesser extent, the beginning of layoffs at Hostess Bakeries. Dave?
Rich, reaction on Wall Street. Futures moved higher, suggesting we'll see some gains at the opening bell in about a half hour. Unions are angry in Michigan. They were among the protesters at the state capitol as the Republican-led legislature quickly approved a right-to-work bill that would let employees decide whether to join a workplace union or pay dues. Outnumbered Democrats walked out.
I don't view this as anti-union because I encourage unions to be more proactive about presenting the value equation to workers, to say they should want to join and be part of it.
That's Republican Governor Rick Snyder, who could sign it into law on Tuesday. They were shaken up again in Japan. A 7.3 magnitude earthquake that swayed buildings in Tokyo for a few minutes, but it was centered offshore, generating little tsunamis, a few feet high at most. There was no major damage reported and no nuclear disruption like the disaster last year's quake and tsunami created. Have you checked today's date? It's December 7th.
A date which will live in infamy.
It was 71 years ago when Japan bombed Pearl Harbor, killing 2,400 Americans. The next day, President Roosevelt called it a deliberate attack and Congress declared war. Ceremonies in Hawaii will begin today with a moment of silence. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
They say music is a universal language, but when I was in an accident, I was worried the healthcare system spoke a language all its own. But with United Healthcare, I got help that fit my life. Information on my phone, connection to doctors who get where I'm from, tools to estimate what my care may cost. so I never missed a beat.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
The deals are heating up during John Deere's Green Fever sales event. Get 0% financing for 60 months on new 3E tractors or on 45 to 75 horsepower 5D and 5E tractors. Plus, take up to $1,500 off when you buy two implements. Come see us today. Offer ends January 31st, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
Find the Sioux Falls Prater location nearest you online at cptractor.com or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32 horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38 horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guarantee best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
Since 1978, more families have trusted UPA than any other pediatric practice in the Brazos Valley. With over 100 years of combined experience, the pediatric specialists at UPA are always ready to provide your family with the finest care available. Located just a block from the bypass next to the Med, UPA is open 7 days a week to make it easier for working families to get their children to the doctor. To learn more, click on upadocs.com or follow us on Facebook. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
Douglas Jewelers is going out of business. After 48 years of proudly serving our customers of College Station and surrounding communities, Ronnie and Sandy Arrington are retiring. We'll celebrate this milestone with our entire inventory of fine diamonds, precious gemstones, and more being discounted up to 70% off. Shop early for the holidays at Douglas Jewelers and take advantage of these unbelievable savings on all fine jewelry. Save up to 70% off at Douglas Jewelers going out of business sale, 1501 University Drive East in College Station.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance, and I have some exciting news. Effective December 5th, W.E. Gibson Insurance has moved from the Kroger Center. We are now located on the corner of Longmire and Deacon in College Station. We feel that this new, very convenient location will enhance our ability to provide exceptional service to our many present and future personal and commercial insurance customers. We invite our customers to visit us at the new location on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. If you aren't presently one of our customers and you're in the market for auto, home, business insurance, or any other type of insurance, come see us at W.E. Gibson Insurance on the corner of Longmire and Deacon or visit our website at wegibson.com. Our agency is over 130 years old. We are a trusted choice independent agency representing over 45 companies. And in case you didn't get it earlier, we are now located on the corner of Longmire and Deacon in College Station. Come see us.
WTW News Time is 8:06 at 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Houston announced indictments in two unrelated cases this week involving Brian businesses.
Federal prosecutors accuse Yolanda Nolan and Carla Parnell of filing nearly $3.4 million in bogus Medicare and Medicaid claims. From July 2003 through December 2009, investigators say the women were paid more than $1.1 million for supplies that were not delivered, not wanted, and not needed. Nolan owned Yellowbone Medical Equipment and Parnell was the office manager. The women are charged with concealing Parnell's employment to continue receiving Social Security disability benefits to which she was not entitled. And the indictment alleges the women paid kickbacks to a large number of recruiters in return for the referral of beneficiaries to Yellow Bum. Prosecutors also announced a 31-count indictment against five people, charging them with taking more than $3 million from auto insurance companies. Chiropractor Chase Lindsay is accused of recommending medically unnecessary treatments for clients of a Bryan law firm who were injured in traffic accidents. Lindsay owned one clinic and worked at three others owned by co-defendants Marion Young, Edward Graham, Brittany Jesse, and Early Dickerson. Dickerson was also the office manager of the law firm who referred patients to Lindsay. The indictment alleges from February 2007 through December 2009, Dickerson paid Lindsay $2,000 a month in cash, while the insurance companies paid Dickerson's law firm and its clients more than $1.5 million from the fraudulent claims. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Since 1980, there have been efforts to create a historical preservation area west of downtown Bryan. A proposal has been endorsed by two city advisory bodies, but property owners are divided. Among those speaking to the Planning and Zoning Commission in support was Ann Weaver Hart.
With the exception of a certificate of appropriateness for the outside of my house, if I want to change the appearance, in return for this, I get protection. I get your assurance that my neighbor isn't going to build a corrugated tin addition to the front of his house in my beautiful neighborhood.
Among the opponents was Patrick Johnson.
Now, the city of Bryan wants to help us on the west side. They could fix the roads. That would be huge. I notice other parts of town have excellent roads, but this part of town has been ignored. The sidewalks are crumbling. They're terrible.
The Bryan City Council takes up the proposal January 8th. Approval will take a supermajority of 5 votes because a qualifying protest petition was submitted. The fast track continues by College Station officials in developing the rules of the city's new medical district. Planning and Development Director Bob Cowell says the City Council is being asked to split the area in two, where it's currently developed and where future development is projected east and south of the new Scott and White Hospital.
There is also a significant amount of infrastructure that needs to be built in order to actually accomplish that type of development. And certainly the TERS on that side will be the primary instrument. But likewise, the management district may be relied upon to help in that regard. And so in that case, the staff is actually recommending that the full complement of tools remain for fundraising. So that would include the ability to levy an ad valorem property tax as well as assessments and so on.
Next Thursday, final council action is slated to create tax abatement zones and approve language of proposed state legislation allowing the council to appoint management boards. A Bryan man with 8 drunk driving convictions is returning to prison. A Brazos County District Court jury this week convicted 49-year-old Jesse Lopez for striking his girlfriend after drinking 9 to 11 beers. Prosecutors say the two had been arguing over whether he should drive while intoxicated when he struck her in the face. Due to Lopez's criminal history, which also included a prior assault of a family member, sentencing options ranged from 25 years to life. The judge ordered 32 years. Closing arguments in the capital murder trial of a Texas inmate charged with the 2007 death of a guard have been delayed until at least next week. The Eagle reports an appeals court in Waco on Monday will consider jury instructions in the Bryan trial of John Falk Jr. Falk was serving a life term for murder when corrections officer Susan Canfield was killed during an escape attempt at the Wynn unit in Huntsville. Prosecutors this week asked an appeals court to rule on the specific jury charge in Falk's life or death case. WTAW News Time is 8:11. It's 63 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best in the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. 979-595-1111. Merry Maids, relax. It's done.
Hey, let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brass's Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses, maybe samples. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to brassesbounty.com.
Watch for some patchy fog this morning. There'll also be some cloudiness around as the day goes on, though. It may brighten up a bit. Temperatures are going to reach the lower 70s later this afternoon. We'll have clouds tonight. Some fog will reform. Lows overnight in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow. Maybe a little bit of sun in the afternoon. A high in the low to mid 70s. More clouds tomorrow night. Lows in the low to mid 60s. Mostly cloudy Sunday. The chance for a shower. Highs on Sunday in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So there you go. It's Friday and semi-foggy out there, just in case you haven't noticed that.
Partly foggy?
Yeah, partly foggy. That's. Did you see the light in the sky this morning, Jay Soper?
I did not. Tell me more about the light in the sky.
Well, I don't know. A guy called me first. Sheila, did you see the light in the sky?
I did not,
okay,
no.
Sheila McQueen is here this morning also. Well, we got a call. A guy said he was on Boonville Road near Watercrest about 6:45 this morning.
Okay.
And the sky lit up. And the next thing you know, our phones lit up. And all the way down as far as Hempstead, over to Brenham, and then a guy called from Cameron later on.
Aurora Borealis?
No, because it was just a flash. And
well, that's interesting.
Some people said it was green. Well, and again, we didn't have fog necessarily, but we had low clouds, so that diffuses the light, so we didn't know what direction it came from. But nonetheless.
Hopefully they came in peace.
Well, and we had some of that, too. Yes, we had some of that, too, as a matter of fact. Guy said, you know, if the aliens are here, I need to know what they eat. So,
yeah, as if we would know.
Well, again,
you want to be a good host.
Yeah. Well, exactly. You know, what kind of things would offend them? Because you don't want to, you know, if they have something that they don't normally eat.
Yeah, there could be dietary restrictions. You
sure.
Don't want to be rude.
Just
don't want to be off-putting.
Have never know what that
act
could,
like you've been there, for goodness
yeah,
sake.
It's possible. Hello.
I saw it. It was about 6:45, and it was green.
Okay. That's my wife right there. You're walking the dogs?
No, I was walking me.
Oh, you're walking me. Okay. And it was all over the sky?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I thought it was lightning, but there was no thunder.
No. Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you. I mean, I believed it before she called.
And suddenly she woke up. She was flat on her back.
See, when we started this, they were making fun of me as if I were on drugs.
What? It was just merely a
coincidence.
I'm just glad that about, you know, 20 people called in and talked about it.
Yesterday, Kat was talking about how she was high on the elixir of life. Is that what you said?
The joy. Somebody called in and said, I want some of what she's smoking.
Right,
I said, I'm smoking the joy of life,
that's
buddy.
It, that's it. And then somebody called and said, didn't they just make that legal in Colorado? So.
Just silliness.
I know.
It's all just, this silly business.
It's our listeners. All right. So anyway, it's time now for Jethro Trivia. Speaking of silly
Yay!
Business. That's right. Jethro Trivia, our oddly informative little news quiz where we ask a simple question about pop culture and recent current events. It's fun to play. Sheila, you're playing, by the way. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
it's multiple choice, and everybody will get their chance to answer.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, if you want to put those headphones on right there, you can listen into the other people's. There we go. Oh, well, we'll have to plug in. Jay Sokol, who's a former radio personality, able to, with all dexterity, because he knows how to juggle, unwind the little headphones and plug those in, and we'll make sure that they're working all right. Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Can you hear you?
I can hear
okay,
me.
All right, there we go. All right, so here's what we'll do. We'll ask the question. It's multiple choice, and the topic today is Anchor Away. CNN anchor Anderson Cooper disclosed this week that recently he did what? A, went into Syria undercover. B, went blind for 36 hours. C, went through the Koch brothers' phone book records. D, went to Wendy's four times in one day. Okay, once again, it's
maybe you got a gift card.
That's right. The number 20 gift card most wanted is Wendy's. Can you figure that? I mean, Wendy's?
Not at all.
Anyway, A, I went to Syria undercover. B, went blind for 36 hours. D, went through the Koch brothers' phone records. And D, went to Wendy's four times in one day. Kevin, you're first.
I'm going to say he went blind for 36
blind
hours.
For 36 hours. Kat?
I'm also going to say went blind.
Okay. Jay?
I'm going with A.
A, that'd be Syria undercover?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm sticking with B.
Okay. B, which is blind for 36 hours, and that's the answer.
Wow.
Sunburned his corneas while working on a story in Portugal, which caused him to lose his vision for a day and a half.
Did something green appear in the
sky? No, they didn't know. And apparently this temporary blindness is caused by a fairly common condition called keratitis.
For 36 hours?
36 hours.
Looks like he got hit in the face with a shovel.
Does he?
It did. I saw a picture of it, and his face was swollen, I guess, from being sunburned.
Can he afford UV-blocking glasses?
That's what the doctor said was it was his own fault. He should have had them on.
Wear a big floppy hat. Right, exactly. Okay. All right, Jay Sokol here from the city of College Station.
Yes, brought a guest, Sheila McQueen, who is here to talk about pollution prevention. She's with our environmental programs, and she's got the answers for you.
All right, all the answers for pollution. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I don't know about all the answers,
okay.
But...
You've got some answers.
I'll do what I can.
Okay, what are we talking about in particular?
Well, we're having a pollution prevention workshop pretty much geared for homeowners, apartment renters, or, you know, just the community or anybody who wants to attend. It's going to be January 23rd from 5:30 to 8:30 at our City of College Station Municipal Court Building. We're going to have some guest speakers come in. We're going to have Donnie Willis talking about stormwater and pollution prevention, and then Jennifer Nations talking about water conservation. So this pollution prevention workshop is, like I said, for homeowners to improve their efficiency in their homes, in and around their homes.
So now, and about how long is it going to last?
3 hours. It's okay. A three-hour workshop.
Okay, very good. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Snacks?
Maybe.
Well, I mean, you
put
know,
me on the spot. I don't know.
That's okay. You
that's the only thing Scott cares about is he wants to know if there's going to be food.
All you could say is you're not going to make them, right?
So that's true.
Okay, if they want some more information, what do they do?
They can give me a call at 764-3489, mm-hmm. or they can go online to CSTX.gov/environment.
Mm-hmm.
There's a form they can fill out online, and they can get that back to me.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yep. Anything else going on in your city?
A couple of things to tell you about. We are still accepting registrations for our Citizens University, and that gets started on January 28th. Excellent opportunity to kind of get an inside look at how the city organization works. Our registration ends January 11th, and you can register online at CSTX.gov/CU.
Mm-hmm.
One other thing, we do have a couple of openings on a couple of our city boards and committees. There's an opening on the Bicycle, Pedestrian, and Greenways Advisory Board and on the Joint Relief Funding Review Committee.
What does that mean?
I'm glad you asked, Scott, because I have it right here on my phone. The Joint Relief Funding Review Committee reviews all funding requests from charitable or any other assistance-type agencies, public or private, to the cities.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. That's what they do. If you'd like to find out more about these committees, the openings, and the application process, go to cstx.gov/boards-and-committees.
Okay. And you also want to mention that this is the last weekend for Christmas in the park.
Christmas at the Creek.
At the Creek and in... Oh, no, I guess in the park goes on, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's true. The lights are still on at Beachy Central Park. Christmas at the Creek tonight and tomorrow night. Full schedule of events online, cstx.gov/Christmas. My household in particular is interested in Saturday night's events, the two movies that are being shown How the Grinch Stole Christmas and Polar Express.
Yes, and you can bring your dog with you, too,
we will
right?
have Tiger there, so beware.
Well, is it the cartoon Grinch, or is it the one with
what's
his name?
It's the cartoon. It's the animated one.
Okay.
It's the real one.
Good. That's the one I like.
Yeah. So what kind of dog is Tiger?
Tiger is a probably a Beagle Terrier mix.
Why did you call it Tiger? That would be an identity crisis.
Brady thing. Bunch. Brady Bunch name.
Oh, that is a Brady Bunch name. That was left to young Grant Sokol to name him. And Grant said, let's call him Tiger. And Karen and I said, no, let's try that again. What do you want to call him?
And he you lost.
He insisted on Tiger, so Tiger is...
See, I had a son who had a goldfish. He named it Pink. See, I'm just thinking it you know, there's an identity crisis when you... I have a son who has a great day that he calls Pug. So, I mean, it's the same thing.
Well, this dog looks like a long-nosed Yoda. It's got very, very large ears. So,
Is it bald?
No.
Okay.
It's a happy dog. He loves everybody and everything. So if you'd like to see movies, enjoy the evening, and meet Tiger, come out to Wolfpen Creek Park tomorrow night.
All right. Very good. Thank you. It's Jay Sokol from the City of College Station. Visit with folks from the City of College Station on Fridays. Brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Emmanuel. Our God is with us. Yes, he is with us.
First Baptist Bryan presents Point of Grace, December 14th and 15th at 7:30 p.m. Enjoy a concert featuring the First Baptist Choir, Orchestra, and Handbells, joined by Point of Grace.
Emmanuel.
Tickets are available at itickets.com or at the church. Point of Grace, December 14th and 15th at First Baptist Bryan.
Welcome news. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The November jobs data from Washington is much stronger than expected. The Labor Department reports employers added 146,000 jobs last month, and the nation's unemployment rate fell 0.2 percentage point to 7.7%. Private economists expected to hear that fewer than 100,000 new jobs were created in November. Stock market futures are higher after the jobs report. Analysts don't think the employment data will have an impact on the Federal Reserve's thinking. The central bank's policy panel will meet next week. It is expected some kind of easing will be announced to replace the Treasury buying program known as Operation Twist. Charities could reap some short-term benefit from the budget uncertainty in Washington. Some wealthy taxpayers are moving to maximize their deductions before the end of the year by making donations now. There are concerns because there's been some talk about doing away with the deduction for charitable giving. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
How would you like to try a sales-generating tool for your business that is so good at locating qualified leads it's been called best of the breed? If your business thrives on selling to other businesses, then get ready for a toll-free number and a free trial offer that could literally revolutionize your sales. Hoovers, a D&B company, has developed a powerful tool to connect you to qualified buyers for your product or service that is fast and easy. No more wasting time getting leads manually. No more pre-configured lists of names that don't fit your business. Hoover's advanced targeting technology helps you reach the market that will be most receptive to your product or service. For a limited time, Hoover's would like to offer their radio listeners 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial.
Just call 800-239-0011. That's a free trial and 50 free leads. Call now. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. Again, 800-239-0011.
News Talk 1620 WTAW and Chris Dyers here this morning from the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley. How are you today?
Staying alive, keeping busy.
As you get ready to start thinking about gifts, the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley is a great place to go for that.
Yeah, we might have a couple of things. We recently expanded our Artisan's Corner at the Arts Center, and we actually are featuring almost 30 different artists in our gift shop area. We have items ranging from $3 to $7,500. Yeah. Purses, bracelets, metal goods, prints, photography, you name it. I mean, we got everything, and it's all local made stuff. All of it's one of a kind stuff. And you know, that's why I have Alan Lee here today because he has some amazing items in our shop, and you know, Alan just immediately came to mind, and plus we have some of his great stuff in our store, and they do wonderful work. So
Alan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Thanks for being here this morning. How long have you have been an artist working in metal?
Well, I've been working in metal for 34 years, but we've really concentrated on the forge work for the last 10-12 years.
And, you know, I went to high school with a guy named Ben Hardiman who works in metal simply yes. because his dad worked in metal. So what was your connection? How did you decide to start working in metal?
Well, unlike Ben, Ben's business involved casting a lot of stuff. We take parent stock material and then forge it into different shapes.
Yes, we do. That's not the right interview. Okay, I got it. We'll fix it. G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38-horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty, and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
The boss says they gotta go. Tom White Chevrolet is overloaded with vehicles, so I've been challenged to sell 112 new Chevys this month. You heard right, 112 new Chevys, and we will make it happen. But time is running out, so we're offering our biggest savings of the year, like $10,000 off a 2013 Silverado Crew Cab at Tom White. Ask for me, Bubba Dixon, and let me earn your business. You won't be disappointed. We will not lose your business over price at Tom White Chevrolet.
We're 5308 with $5,000 in rebates and $2,000 option package. See dealer for details.
When bacteria cells team up and form films, the result can be serious infections that the body's immune system has a hard time fighting. In the journal Current Biology, scientists from MIT, Harvard, and Oxford report that proteins called mucins found in mucus stop bacteria from clumping together and forming these films. Studying mucins and how they work could lead to new treatments to prevent infections. In related news, doctors know that too much mucus production can impede breathing and be life-threatening in people with respiratory disorders like asthma. In the Journal of Clinical Investigation, researchers report that this overproduction of mucus is caused by an enzyme called MAPK13. They also report on drugs they've found that can inhibit the enzyme and may help treat these serious conditions. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Every year my holiday shopping list keeps growing, but my budget sure doesn't. That's why Half Price Books is my destination for one-stop holiday shopping. It's simple, really. Since almost everything's half price or less, I can be twice as thoughtful for gifts where the thought really counts. It's easy to find things that'll tap into anyone's favorite passion, a wonderland packed with gifts from the past to the future. Yep, from kids to grandparents, from books on hobbies to great music and movie box sets, great games and books for the kids, those one-of-a-kind treasures you may not find anywhere else. Heck, even an array of new vinyl LPs, electronics, even turntables that turn the classics into CDs. Or send someone on their own treasure hunt with a gift card. A $25 gift card gets a $5 bonus card for your own thoughtful self to come back and use in January. So hurry to Half Price Books for all your holiday shopping. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the equipment guy. No, the high fives after a touchdown aren't about celebrating anything you do, and yet you're part of every victory. Replacing cleats for better footing, tightening chin straps to prevent injuries, handling problems before they hurt the team. Equipment guy, you do all right in workers' comp. As a workers' comp carrier, Texas Mutual works behind the scenes to help companies keep their employees safe and in the game. Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Well, Texas A&M shortly will start its work toward the Cotton Bowl and that date, January 4th, with Oklahoma. Meanwhile, that day has arrived, or at least it will tomorrow, shortly after 7 o'clock. Tomorrow evening, we'll find out who the 2012 Heisman Trophy winner is going to be. And hopefully it's going to be Johnny Manziel. With Manziel being named a finalist, A&M is guaranteed of having its highest Heisman Trophy finisher since John David Crow won the Heisman back in 1957. Five Aggies have previously finished in the top 10 of the Heisman balloting. John Kimbrough was number 5 in 1939 and second in 1940. Marshall Robnett was ninth in 1940. John David won it in 1957. Darren Lewis tied for 8th in 1990, and Bucky Richardson was 10th in 1991. Sometime after 7 o'clock tomorrow evening, we'll know exactly who it is, and hopefully it's going to be Johnny Manziel, Johnny Football. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
KW News Time is 8:30. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The College Station City Council has been briefed about the next step in the newly formed medical district. Planning and Development Director Bob Cowell says the council was asked at a workshop earlier this week to consider two different areas of property tax abatements and land management boards. One would cover College Station Medical Center, the new Scott and White Hospital, and other developed land.
Everyone coming together to raise funds to do things like promote or market the area, to do things like enhancement of landscaping and wayfinding and those types of things. When that legislation, draft legislation, goes forward to the legislature, it include a little bit more scaled back or a bit more limited means in which to raise funds, and primarily that is through assessments and not through property tax, ad valorem taxes.
Before the council considers final action next Thursday, staff will be meeting with affected property owners and other stakeholders next Tuesday. A month from now, the Bryan City Council will consider the creation of a historical preservation district west of downtown Bryan. The idea, which is more than 30 years old, received lots of comments before getting the support of the Landmarks Commission in October and the Planning and Zoning Commission last month. Manuel Aleman Jr. criticized the promise of improving streets and sidewalks.
You know, I've been paying taxes in that house for the last 28 years, and I believe that they should have already done that. Where is our tax money going? Just because we're on the west side means, hey, forget those people over there.
Supporters included Debbie Sherman.
I want my neighborhood to be a go-to place instead of the hood. I don't plan to retire in Bryan, and the house that I paid for, X amount of dollars, has already gone up because of what I've put into it. Adding the historical district to it will help increase that.
Due to a protest petition, approval requires a council supermajority of 5 votes. Several Bryan businesses are at the center of criminal investigations announced this week by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Houston.
Federal prosecutors say the owners of 4 chiropractic clinics took more than $3 million from auto insurance companies in bogus claims. Dr. Chase Lindsay had his own practice and also worked 3 other clinics co-owned by co-defendants Brittany Jesse, Edward Graham, Marion Young, and Early Dickerson, who was also an office manager for a local law firm. From February 2007 through December 2009, Dickerson's accused of sending patients involved in traffic accidents to Lindsay for medically unnecessary treatments. Jesse's charged with preparing fraudulent bills. According to the indictment, Dickerson paid Lindsay $2,000 a month in cash. In a separate case, the owner and office manager of a Bryan medical equipment company were arrested for filing more than $3 million of illegal claims to Medicaid and Medicare. Yolanda Nolan, who owned Yellowbone Medical Equipment, and Carla Parnell are accused of being paid more than $1 million for items that were not delivered, not wanted, and not needed by Medicaid and Medicare beneficiaries. The indictment says this took place over a 6.5-year period ending December 2009, paying kickbacks to a large number of recruiters who referred beneficiaries to Yellowbone. The women are also charged with concealing Parnell's employment as she was receiving illegal Social Security disability payments. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
For the second time, there's been a postponement in closing arguments of a capital murder trial in Bryan. The Eagle reports an appeals court in Waco will decide Monday the jury instructions in the trial of John Falk Jr. Prosecutors earlier this week asked for the appeals court to rule on what the jury will use to base its verdict. Falk was serving a life sentence for the 2007 death of a prison guard during an attempted escape at the Wynn unit in Huntsville. Striking his girlfriend in the face resulted in 32 years in prison for a Bryan man. 49-year-old Jesse Lopez was found guilty this week by a Brazos County District Court jury. The judge, who could have ordered a sentence ranging from 25 years to life, heard Lopez say he had 9 to 11 beers before an argument with the victim over whether he should drive, which led to the assault. Prosecutors say Lopez's criminal history included a second assault, along with 8 prior convictions for drunk driving. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 62 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's not too late to get your home ready for holiday guests. I'm Chuck Morrow, and Brazos Valley Floor & Design has expanded to help you remodel your home.
I'm Suzanne Morrow. At Brazos Valley Floor & Design, we are your destination for a complete home makeover, and we handle commercial as well as residential properties.
Call us today and have your flooring, lighting, and countertops installed before Christmas. At Brazos Valley Floor & Design, we're going to have the best prices today, next week, next month, and next year.
And that's a promise.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct at 700 South Bryan Avenue or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Hey, good morning. It's 836, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Valley Recycling. Brazos Valley Recycling starts with you, ends with us, benefits us all at BrazosValleyRecycling.com. Here are the numbers.
Watch for some patchy fog this morning. There'll also be some cloudiness around as the day goes on, though. It may brighten up a bit. Temperatures are going to reach the lower 70s later this afternoon. We'll have clouds tonight. Some fog will reform. Lows overnight in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow. Maybe a little bit of sun in the afternoon. A high in the low to mid 70s. More clouds tomorrow night. Lows in the low to mid 60s. Mostly cloudy Sunday. The chance for a shower. Highs on Sunday in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Chris is here this morning from the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley. How are you today?
Good, good. We've got a little Christmas at the Creek going on. This is going to be this is the second weekend, and sure enough, we have secured Santa. We've booked him for our building, and
good.
So if you want to bring your kids out, or if you just want to come out and get a picture of Santa, we have the Arts Center. Lit up. What is the proper?
Lit up. I think it's good.
We're in Texas here. So bring your kids out, come out, have a lot of fun. But, our main attraction is we have a wonderful artist, Monica Pate, who will be opening her exhibit and featuring some beautiful artwork, watercolors. We also have some art glass in there. So really get you in the holiday feel. And then obviously we have that wonderful gift shop there with artisans from all over the Brazos Valley.
Certainly. And you brought Monica in today so we could talk a little bit about her art, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Good morning. How are you today?
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks for being here this morning. Normally we talk to organizations, but obviously organizations are made up of individuals. And we hear about the organizations, but you are an individual who was an artist before you came here, and you've brought your talent here. So tell us a little bit. Obviously, you're not from around here, so a little bit of background as to a little bit more about Monica.
Right, well, I'm not from here, but I'm very grateful to the Art Council for allowing me to display my work, and we decided about the show a year ago, so I had a long time to think about it. I'm originally from Poland, came to the States almost 20 years ago, lived in Iowa for about 15, and here in College Station 4.5 years, and this is pretty much my first major one-person show here in College Station area. Yeah, I had some smaller shows. My work was displayed in various places in town, but this is definitely the biggest one. And
one of the things that I like about the Arts Council is it allows people, if they have that bug or if they think they want to do something in the arts, to expand on that. But explain to me what it was that was the seed that got you started wanting to do art.
I think it started when I was a child, but the art was always somewhere there in the background. I took first art class in 94, so I was really interested in the drawing, not the painting that much. But when I came to the first lesson, all the participants were working in watercolor. I was the only one who came with pencils and charcoal. So I felt completely out of place at that point. And the next lesson, I brought some brushes and paints with me just to try the medium. And that's how it started. And it became, I would have to say, an obsession at that point. I painted about 10 hours a day or more just to try to figure out how the medium works.
What do you like to paint?
Basically anything, but the most important thing to me is the light and shadow. So my paintings have a lot of contrast. There's a lot of color.
So now, approximately how many pieces will be in the show?
42 to be exact.
How has the watercolor that you paint in Texas changed from what you painted in Iowa?
It didn't.
Oh, it did? Okay.
Oh, well, no, there's one thing. They dry faster here.
They do. And also, you told us that you're a teacher. If people would be interested in that, then how would they get in touch
with
you?
Yes, I mean, I have a website. Mm-hmm. It's monikapate.com, but my name is spelled with the K, so it's M-O-N-I-K-A. It's Polish way.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a contact there, information. And I teach workshops or, classes.
Thank you so much
website.
For being with us today, then.
Thank you very much.
Well, the last thing I'll tell you is that it's going to freeze on Monday night, so we're finally maybe going to get some holiday weather. So
you'll feel like it. Well, everybody just stay home and don't drive. You know how it goes.
If it precipitates, that's for sure. Thanks for the time this morning, Chris.
Thanks, Scott.
Yep, we visit the folks from the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley on Fridays on News Talk 1620.
Locally owned and operated by a member of the Fighting Texas Aggie Class of 1993, the Pool Guy has invested his time and money into being a proud member of the Bryan College Station community for 19 years. As the premier service provider in BCS, the Pool Guy's staff has answers for all things about swimming pools, whether you need service and repair, scheduled maintenance, chemicals and supplies, new construction, or complete pool renovations. Visit the Pool Store in the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200. For the Pool Guy.
Hey, folks over at Suddenlink want to remind you can unwrap savings. There's plenty of it for you. Get Suddenlink's blazing fast 15 meg internet for as low as $30 a month when you bundle. With that high-speed internet, that means that you can get enough bandwidth for online gaming, streaming movies, and downloading music all at the same time. There's Suddenlink's SL200 HD TV. As low as $35 a month when you bundle, you can stream your favorite TV shows straight from your laptop or computer when you have that Suddenlink to go, which will be great if you're going to be traveling during the holidays. And then, of course, there's Suddenlink home phone service for only $25 a month for the rest of your life. Phone company cannot match that. You can have unlimited local and long-distance calling. You can talk to your friends and family during the holidays. Don't have to worry about how long the phone call lasts. That's a great deal for you. All from Suddenlink, so call them at 1-800-915-1866 or go to suddenlink.com for your connection. Now, already you can see The Dark Knight Rises. That's available on your video-on-demand movies for the month of December. That's a full 8 weeks before Netflix or Redbox has it. Coming up next week, Ted, which was a very popular movie. Also, Ice Age 4. That'll come in on the 18th. And again, that's 28 days before Netflix and Redbox. And then the end of the year on New Year's Eve, you can begin to see Looper in your video on demands. And have new video on demand movies, of course, added every month. So again, for more information on all that, call Suddenlink at 1-800-915-1866. 8:43, got an email here.
Yeah.
That I'm looking at, as a matter of fact, came from Denise Rothrock, who is the
physics
and astronomy teacher.
Yay!
Yeah, sent us an email about 10 minutes ago. Said, thanks to the Infomaniacs for talking about our asteroid discovered by Madisonville students this morning. The recognition they are getting is very much appreciated.
I think that's the first time we've ever been thanked.
Oh, we get thanked from time to time.
Okay.
But anyway.
Usually we just give out stuff
that
people want. And
well, obviously.
Get called crazy and stuff like
hey,
that.
Hey, speaking of recognition, have you seen this Grammy thing?
I guess not.
This guy scammed the Grammys.
Do what?
How?
He scammed the Grammy. He got on the message boards and everything, said that he was in the Recording Association, got his song, and it is a nominee for, it's dance music, not the electronic dance music. But because he started playing around on these message boards and putting his name out there a lot, because a lot of people don't know what it is.
Yeah.
He got on the thing. So they announced his name, and he is now a credible one of the top five nominees for this thing.
Now, wait a minute.
Wish I could just do that.
So this music, he has a song. Is that right?
Hang on. Music. I've got it right here. Okay. It's awful.
Okay. With my
baby. It's flat.
But
it's awful.
But it's nominated?
Yeah, he got it nominated.
I'd rather hear the Pac-Man song.
He claimed he was a member of the Recording Academy, reportedly joined the social media hubs and started promoting his name and hyping the song. When it came time to do the nominations, he traded on their ignorance, and because nobody knows electronic music, when it came time for the potential nominees to be added to the list, people were familiar with his name, so they went, yeah, why not?
Well, he could have at least hired some singers that weren't singing flat.
Exactly.
So how are who nominates the songs for the Grammy?
You can nominate anybody, and then it's culled down to like the top 20 or whatever.
I see.
Oh, okay.
But an anonymous source at the Recording Academy is embarrassed by the situation.
I guess.
And suspects that, quote, foul play may have been involved.
Uh-huh. Well, I wonder, did he hack into the voting system?
Mm.
It looks more than like he did it completely honestly.
Like he just tricked people.
And he tricked them.
Once again, nobody ever went broke underestimating the public.
Oh, my gosh.
I saw that and went, are you kidding me?
Wow.
So I think we need to go on Sing Something.
Yeah, right. Sure,
I would sing something.
I think that's it. They obviously are going to put up some kind of a gate now that wasn't there before.
Yeah, probably. And,
like actually have people listen to
them. Oh, we should still sing something.
No, I don't think so.
One of us perhaps.
You know, if you want to get in the hallway and sing, that's one thing. If you want to put it on the radio, that's something completely different. Yeah. George Zimmerman, you remember this guy? This is the guy who's awaiting trial
for
in Florida.
For the shooting death of Trayvon Martin. He is suing NBC Universal. Zimmerman says the network purposely edited his conversation with a police dispatcher to make him sound like a racist. On March the 27th, NBC's Today Show broadcast a portion of the tape. And what they ran was Zimmerman saying, "This guy looks like he's up to no good. He looks black." But the unedited segment runs Zimmerman saying, "This guy looks like he's up to no good or he's on drugs or something. It's raining and he's just walking around looking about." The dispatcher said, "Okay, is this guy, and is this guy black, white, or Hispanic?" And then Zimmerman says, "He looks black." So they edited out the dispatcher's question, and they edited out part of the comment so that it was just, "This guy looks like he's up to no good. He looks black." In a civil complaint, Zimmerman's lawyer says NBC created this false and defamatory misimpression using the oldest form of yellow journalism, manipulating Zimmerman's own words, splicing together parts of the recording to create the illusion of statements that Zimmerman never actually made.
Mm. I believe he can win a slander. I took some broadcast law. I think that's slander and libel.
That's, as Walter Cronkite used to call it, that's distortion through compression.
Someone could end up dead when you do stuff like that.
There you are. That's
death penalty.
See how that works out. If your children are in their early to mid-20s, don't hold your breath waiting for Facebook friends requests from them. Yeah, we hope you know that by now.
I thought you were going to say, don't hold your breath waiting for grandchildren.
Oh, well, okay, that could be too.
Or for getting them to move out of your house.
That's just one little nugget of information from the Facebook data science team. They've analyzed the posts on the social network that were processed automatically by users who identify themselves as parents or children to get a better sense of how families interact with each other on Facebook. This is what else they found. Children ages 13 through 17 most likely to send friend requests to their parents. Again, children 13 through 17 are the most likely. This figure hits its lowest level for children in their early to mid-20s. And then it rises to 50% for children in their mid-40s. Okay, that's just because you don't contact your parents, you feel guilty about it.
Or because your parents are like, "Can you join? I need help figuring out how to
something."
Use
right,
this
whatever.
Website.
Right. The analyzing who the team talks about. They talk to whom? Let's see. Who talks to whom on the social network? Oh, who talks to whom? I got you. A study found that daughters are far more communicative than sons. Duh. Posting their parents' timelines nearly as often as the reverse, with that figure increasing after daughters pass the age of 30. Sons, meantime, more often on the receiving end of Facebook posts. Yeah, and then they don't answer. Which is true. I mean, I can, you know, you talk to parents of college-age kids, and they'll call their kids, and the kids won't return the phone call. And for people who are of an age that they have kids in college, they become frantic. You know, they think their kid's laying in a ditch somewhere, when it's just, it's only mom. And they don't call back. So,
which is exactly how it plays out.
Exactly. All right, here's another one. I hope we didn't pay a lot for this. When it comes to shopping for gifts, men are the worst. That's right. I know. Shocking
I'm
news.
Shocked.
Yeah. You know, but that's judging gifts being best or not as good. That's subjective.
Well, no,
maybe
no.
Men aren't that bad.
But here's the deal. They push the deadline, they bargain less, and they spend way too much money. That's what they mean.
I don't know. I would think men bargain more. I'm not buying this unless you bring it down another such and such percent.
There's theory behind this. I did a commentary on it because men don't shop.
Yeah, yeah.
Men buy.
Yeah, that's right.
We walk in, we see it, we go, "Ooh, that's perfect."
Right, right.
And we don't think past, "Hey, maybe there's something more perfect."
Nah.
Or maybe she won't like this.
No, that never enters into it.
No, this works.
Yeah.
She'll like it. I'm done. As opposed to a woman that will see that and go, "He'll like that, but there may be something nicer in the next door."
Yeah. 10% of guys plan to wrap up their Christmas shopping on Christmas Eve.
Why not?
3.6 right. 3.6% of females.
So whatever happened to making presents?
Okay.
I'll bite.
I'll bite, yeah. Go ahead.
No, you know, making, knitting things baking things.
Would you want anything Scott or I knitted or baked?
Yes.
No. Don't lie.
Tis the holiday season, and it really pays to visit Allen Honda now during Happy Honda Days. 0.9% for up to 60 months for your new 2012 Civic and 2012 Crosstour. And for up to 60 months, percent rate is 1.9 on the popular Honda 2012 Ridgeline. Allen's got your Honda, so there's no need to wait. A great buying experience and rates that are great. As this year comes to an end, Allen Honda has good reason to give thanks to all and wish all a Merry Christmas season.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right, General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 800-98-STEEL. That's 800-987-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 800-98-STEEL today.
It's time for Expo 2012, Saturday, December 8th from 8 till 2. Producers will offer big savings and information to help you be successful in your ag operation. With CEU credits for private applicators and super one-day only specials on everything from a farm and ranch. Visit the booths of over 50 manufacturers and suppliers, lock in great prices, and win fabulous door prizes. Experience Producers Expo 2012, Saturday, December 8th on Texas Avenue, just north of 21.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 7 minutes still. So again, it is Pearl Harbor Day. 7:55 Hawaii time when the attack started. 70 years since that happened. 1941. 2,400 people killed, wounded another 1,200, destroyed 8 battleships and a bunch of cruisers. Nowadays, Japanese products account for 6% of U.S. overall imports. That's about $132 billion worth. Number one import from Japan, automobiles. However, China remains the biggest trade partner. Meanwhile, back at Pearl Harbor, you know, there's still oil bubbling up out of the hull of the Arizona.
Yep.
1 million people still visit the memorial every year. 4,500 tickets are available each day through the National Park Service. And quite often they're gone by mid-morning, so if you're heading over there, then you might want to make plans to reserve your tickets ahead of time. But anyway.
Unless the Obamas go, and then you'll have to wait.
That's right. Then you just won't be able to.
Right. Really. Yeah.
Anyway, day that will live in infamy. San Diego real estate mogul Mark Paskin, looking for love in a very strange way.
Uh-oh.
Highway billboard sign.
Uh-oh.
Giant personal ad reads, "All I want for Christmas is a Latina girlfriend."
Oh, my God.
The ad includes,
well, he's narrowed it down.
Yeah. Yeah.
It shows he's old because he's got an AOL email address. Nobody has those anymore. Anyway, he has an AOL email address for interested Christmas Latinas. Now, he's got a net worth of $200 million, okay?
Yikes!
It sounds like a badly written Hallmark movie. Mm.
He lost his wife of 28 years to diabetes in 2002. He has adult children, 3 grandchildren, resides in an oceanfront home, and owns a house in Hawaii.
Why does she have to be a Latina?
I don't know.
Because that's what he prefers.
That's his preference. And again, he's worth $200 million. I would think that he probably would be able to maybe find somebody who would do that. So, you'll see.
It takes all kinds.
The old adage, if at first you don't succeed, try again. Third time's the charm. All of those could work. They're applicable. But people, the police in Dallas, Dallas, it doesn't say where. No, excuse me, in Texas, but it doesn't say Dallas. I misread it. Says one woman's failure to make it out of Walmart with stolen goods 2 times was not enough to prevent her from trying a 3rd time. The suspect walked into Walmart, grabbed a backpack, filled it with hygiene supplies and over-the-counter medicine. Employees reportedly had no problem catching her because she was wearing an ankle bracelet monitor.
Oh. Problems.
Oh, I wish I knew where that was in Texas, but anyway. All right, note for you.
Wow.
Poor thing.
When you see Family Vacation, the movie Family Vacation,
mm-hmm.
that'll be coming out, it's not It's not the Chevy Chase one, okay?
Oh, really?
No, it's Paramount's Family Vacation. It's about a family vacation. It's a thriller about a family that's going on vacation.
Not the same.
Does not end well.
They've obviously never been on vacation with my family.
Not nearly as much fun. Okay, so 80s holiday movies. 80s holiday movies.
Halloween?
No. Holiday.
Well, like, Halloween is a holiday.
Yeah, no. Okay. 80s Christmas movies.
Okay,
how's that?
There you
All
go.
Right, so, the aforementioned National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Have you seen that one, Kat?
I've seen parts of it.
Okay.
I remember something about a backed up septic tank on a trailer in the yard and stuff.
Yeah.
And like the house catching on fire.
So, sure.
Does that happen in the movie?
All those
That's
too.
In two, I think.
Yeah. A Very Brady Christmas.
Never seen it.
Yeah. Ernest Saves Christmas.
Ernest? I've never seen it, but I've seen Ernest Goes to Camp, and boy, howdy, did we imitate that guy.
Yes, I have, Vern. Sure have, Vern.
Yep. One Magic Christmas. I don't think I've seen that.
I've never even heard of that.
Scrooged. And, of course, the best.
Oh, was that with what's-his-name?
Bill Murray.
Yes.
Was that with what's-his-name? No, what's-his-name wasn't in that, but
But
Bill Murray was.
The other guy, that guy was.
The other guy was, that's
that
true.
That guy.
That was, that was not a bad
not
movie
bad.
For that. And then, of course, the best one ever. Which would be A Christmas Story.
Don't get that BB gun.
Yeah.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
I was going to see if I could.
We always like the part where he goes, ho, ho, ho. Stick our feet up in the air when we say it.
We'll pull it. Fragile, must be Italian.
Fragile. Yeah.
Brian has one of those in his office.
Fudge. But I didn't actually say fudge.
He has a what in his office?
He has a leg lamp on crate.
Brian is the guy who works at Peace 107.
It was somebody gave it.
I wouldn't have figured him for that. Hello.
Yeah, what about the movie Die Hard for Christmas?
You know, you're right. You're exactly right.
It was set at Christmas. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, to hearken back to that, I believe Chase Murphy has a Christmas ornament that is the leg lamp.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, he's pretty much into that pretty big time.
I want the Red Ryder BB gun.
Yeah, you'll shoot your eye out. It's a Random House, the publisher of 50 Shades of Grey and a bunch of other books, announced its holiday party this week that every American employee of Random House, and there are thousands of them, will get a $5,000 Christmas bonus.
Whew.
Yeah.
50 Shades of Grey did well.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. You're right. The trilogy did. Okay. Informal study, so we don't know if there's science behind it, but it's
just done on Facebook by high schoolers.
Yeah, right. We now know which keyboard key gets struck the most times. Which key gets struck the most times? Not the space bar, but which key?
A.
Wouldn't it be E?
It is.
E's the most common letter in the English language.
Well, but it didn't say letter. It said key.
Oh,
and it's the backspace key.
Yeah, because you end up going...
Right. In the study, the backspace key, I love this, made up 8.8% of all keystrokes, all right, or 9 presses for every 100 keystrokes. They had to do it that way? What, people aren't going to know what 8.8% means? That it's punched almost 9 times for every 100?
Well...
Scares me if people don't know what percent means, you know, and once again... They may not.
They get a vote.
We're U.S. Americans, and we're proud. All right, on this date in history, in 1968, history's most overdue library book was returned to the University of Cincinnati. It was 145 years late.
Holy cow!
Yeah. They waived the fee. That was $2,200.
Well, that's nice.
If you've seen that picture, the big blue marble, the picture of Earth.
Yeah.
Okay, that was taken on Apollo 17, which was launched on this date in 1972.
Oh.
In 1980.